You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. Don't forget to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Go to iTunes, subscribe to us, leave us a review. Tell us how much awesomeness we are and how much you love us. Don't forget to download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad, and the TuneIn app if you have a Droid. Stop making fucking faces at me.
It wasn't even English.
It was so English.
Tell us how awesomeness we are, whatever the fuck you said.
Awesomeness is a goddamn word. It might not be proper grammatical ways or whatever, but it's fucking...
Right.
Whatever. Awesomeness.
Proper grammatical ways. So you know rapper?
It begins.
Proper grammatical ways.
Yo, his new jam is the shit.
Speaking of that, I was talking to this guy on Facebook the other day who listens to the show, and he listens to G-Eazy and Hoodie Young because of me.
Who is this guy? So we can make fun of him?
So he's got shitty taste in music.
John
also.
Connor.
Oh, the Terminator?
Terminator. So John Connor, thank you for giving me my props. But in the same breath, I have to tell you that he does hate Kings of Leon. And he agrees with most of...
So he has a good side.
Yeah, he agrees with a lot of the things that you have to say about rap or about music that I like.
Don't go to the dark side, Connor.
He's already there, man. He turned me on. I fucking... That gets stuck in my head for like days. Oh. Oh. Oh my god. Bastards. Oh, stop! So he does hate Kings of Leon, but
good for him.
He likes Hoodie Allen and G-Eazy. And he turned me on to a white rapper named Sunreal. So Sunreal. Big ups.
Jesus
Thanks
Christ.
To John Connor.
What is going
How
on?
How did I get made fun of for playing a Mac Miller song on an intro about a year and a half
Who
ago?
Made fun of you? Mac Miller's a shit.
Somebody made fun of me.
It Mac wasn't, Miller wasn't, is not wasn't, a shit.
It wasn't one of the songs that you hear like on the radio. Yeah. It was that one that had that old school.
Was it Donald Trump or something?
No. Something about a party or something. I don't know. whatever. Anyway, are you fucking kidding me?
Mac Miller sucks.
I like some of the fucking music
Sucky
that he uses.
Music.
No, see, that's why you're stupid. Because some of the music he samples is from the old school rap that was really fucking good.
If you like samples, like P. Diddy.
P. Diddy, really? Yeah. That's as far back as you go, P. Diddy?
Go
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy
wasn't even a good rapper. He was a good fucking producer.
But he sampled well. That's what I mean. He was a good sampler.
Cashmere's the only good sampling song that he actually sang on, rapped on.
Nuh-uh, man.
That he
mo
rapped
money,
on.
Mo problems.
No, see, that was a collaboration.
But
I'm
he
talking
rapped
about just,
on it.
Look at all this music that just P. Diddy did.
Okay.
The only one that was good is the Cashmere song that he sampled. That's it. And that was the fucking Godzilla song.
Yeah, that was borderline deep.
No, just the beat. The beat was great.
Well, the beat's hot.
Oh, you can't really...
What? I don't even like Led Zeppelin.
I can't talk hip hop with a stupid person.
Yeah, I'm not fucking
listen,
it comes to
you yeah. really want to learn? Go back.
I know hip hop.
Okay,
I
go
know
back.
Rap.
Go. All right, give me some names then. Go back. If you know, give me some historical groundbreaking shit.
Okay, groundbreaking.
Like
rappers.
Groundbreaking meaning like someone who came up from, you know, like you have your. Don't go as far back as like the Sugar Hill Gang.
No.
Okay.
You even know. Though Drunk History, they talked about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is I'm talking about late 80s, early 90s.
Okay.
And don't just pick the fucking ones that made it big.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Mad Lion.
What?
He didn't make it big.
He's reggae, isn't he?
He's not reggae.
No.
He was like KRS-One.
No. KRS-One is a good example.
But I couldn't use him because you said that not use him.
No. What I meant was think of the fathers of rap.
Okay, fathers of rap.
Yeah, let's go with that. Let's go with the real the guys who actually
in my mind. I will explain to you who the fathers of rap are.
Go ahead.
NWA.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's acceptable.
LL Cool J.
Yes, but that's, see, you're giving me the textbook answer.
Yeah, but
there's plenty more that you're not saying.
Listen, I was born
and
in 1979.
You're not going to love all of the people that I will tell you.
Okay.
But you got to give them credit.
Okay. Rakim.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. He's another one, a big one, actually.
Huge one.
Right.
Huge one.
Huge. I like 90s, man. I like
that's
90s.
Fine, but it's got to be early.
Early 90s. The earliest 90 rapper that, like, Wu-Tang.
Yeah, but they actually came up.
It was, I mean, like 93, 94.
Yeah, but at that point, they had already went past what I'm talking about.
Okay, what are you specifically talking about?
Tribe Called Quest is big.
Yes, sir.
Okay, they were very influential.
Absolutely, I agree.
All right. You ever hear the song Me, Myself, and I?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, my
no,
God.
I know. The song is not.
Yeah, but yes.
De La Soul.
Yes. De La
right.
Soul.
But De La
awesome.
Soul. No, De La Soul. They,
I
they
love De La Soul.
Were influential.
Yeah.
Big Daddy Kane.
Fucking love Big
80s,
Daddy Kane.
Late
love
80s.
Love Big 80s.
Cool Mo D.
Cool Mo D is the shit.
Okay. But that's what I'm saying. Like, there are people
yes.
that shaped and paved the way for people like Wu-Tang.
With, like,
when, and don't get me wrong, I'm not
I
taking
like.
Anything away from Wu-Tang. I love them.
Yeah.
They're great.
I like that. See, that's it. I don't really like the pavers as much as I like
I
the
know
that,
that. But because you don't appreciate the pavers is
I
why you
appreciate them,
why
man.
Why you love G-Eazy. Because if you listen to the old shit, how about Leaders of the New School?
There you go.
I love Leaders of the New School. I had a friend that toured with them for a little bit when they were touring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm saying.
No, he played bass.
What I'm saying is you go back like that. You listen to all that shit. Whether you love it or hate it, just listen to it.
Okay, I like
and then,
N.W.A. though a lot.
Yes, N.W.A. is. I told you that they're automatically there.
Okay,
they're right there with them.
Word.
What about E.P.M.D.?
I love E.P.M.D.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I like them. I like a lot of rap, but I like a lot. Most of the rap that I like, that's my favorite, is from the 90s. Period. End of story. I like Tupac. I like Biggie.
Everybody.
Well,
does.
In the 90s
I like
was
Nas.
Great for rap.
Of course, that's what I'm talking about. But that just boomed. That whole era boomed. But because of the fucking people that I'm naming and the people I haven't named.
Well, 90% of the great rap from the 90s is because of N.W.A.
Not necessarily.
That, gangster no. rap, dude. That's they where started. It started.
Gangster rap. Started. Yes, gangster.
That's what I like. I like gangster rap.
But then there was other shit, too. Like, Queen Latifah wasn't gangster rap. And KRS-One, technically, Ice... Hold on a second. Technically,
you and I, T-U-I.
Technically, Ice-T started gangster rap.
That's
really.
True.
Really?
Yeah.
Ice-T, even okay, KRS-One.
Oh,
KRS-One was the
enemy.
KRS-One was the anti-cop rap, really.
Right.
But...
He was political. He was the knowledge rap.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, true.
And, of course, the number one, my opinion, number one, Public Enemy put
Public
rap
Enemy.
On the map.
I agree. Run DMC also.
Yeah. Well, they kind of, they're like right after Sugar Hill Gang. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, they were
they fall.
I love
Run DMC falls in with LL Cool J.
Fuck yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, there's that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking cring.
But
they crossed that mainstream.
Right, right. But I mean, you know.
They broke a barrier.
Beastie Boys.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people don't like the Beastie Boys because they're white, but whatever.
I like the Beastie Boys.
Haters. Racist motherfucker.
But why don't we like G-Eazy?
Because G-Eazy's terrible.
What is so terrible about
him? Listen, it's not just G-Eazy. I'll even shit on the fucking main. Lil Wayne, awful.
Garbage.
I don't like Lil Wayne.
Garbage.
Either.
Kanye, awful.
I like Kanye.
I know we had this discussion.
Yeah. The last few years, garbage.
Okay. I mean, only Jay-Z really is, and even his songs, his later songs, like more recent songs, aren't as good as the
you
90s
are out
ones.
Your goddamn mind.
Come on. The
his
90s
songs
and early,
aren't as good as
the 90s and early
the Black
2000s.
Album is one of the best albums of all time.
That didn't just happen.
It was later 2000s. Though.
I just said it was late 90s, early 2000s is Jay-Z's best shit. Okay. Everything in the last few years is not that good. I mean, it's not bad. It's not as good as what it used to be. He married Beyonce. He doesn't have to be good. He won.
He's like, and I win at life.
You're right.
The
he, exactly. He won. He yep. won.
Yeah, G-Eazy stinks.
I like G-Eazy, man.
What was the other guy you like?
Hoodie Allen.
Just the name alone is just ridiculous.
It's most of rap music nowadays. Rap has changed.
Rap is dead.
It's changed. It's not
dead.
The way it was 10 years ago, and it's
rap
terrible.
Rap is very different.
Rap is dead, just like rock is different. Rock is dead, pretty
rock
much.
Rock is not dead.
Now, come on, man. Kings of Leon is not rock.
Kings of Leon are not the end-all, be-all of rock music
Doesn't matter.
They're just like another
shitty band.
Genre of it.
Another shitty band.
No, there's like 17,000 sub-genres. No, there's millions of shitty bands. But you got to find the good ones.
I found the good ones. That's
there
why
is a lot of good rock music out right now.
There's like, as far as in general, music in general, newer music is getting worse and worse. The newer people are getting worse.
I don't agree with you.
And worse and worse.
I don't agree with you.
That's fine.
But I see why you would think that.
Why? Then why? What
because
do you
see? Because a lot of the music that I like or appreciate the most... that doesn't get played on the radio and stuff, so it's not out there.
But see, that's the problem. Don't rely on the radio. The radio is making you like this shitty
That's why she likes Hoodie Allen, because you don't hear him on the radio. G-Eazy, you don't hear him on the radio. What's this other
Are you saying I'm a fucking hipster?
Where the fuck... You kind of are.
Yeah.
Where the fuck are these people at? G-Eazy.
I have no
idea. First
time
I heard either one is when you fucking said them. And you know what? You're the only one I know or come across that listens to them.
I found them on YouTube.
What I'm saying is where are these fucking people?
People dig them.
They're not. Yeah, but where? I don't see any news.
Kids.
They're all younger people.
I don't
like
see
them.
Any news. I don't read anything about these fucking jokers. Nothing.
Nope.
Yeah,
nope.
It's the younger generation, like the young,
okay, but the younger
college kids.
Okay, but the younger generation has the biggest say in things.
Exactly.
Because this is the generation of social media.
Right.
So. I'm looking on social media. I don't see any of these motherfuckers.
Are you friends with young people on Facebook?
It's not just fucking Facebook. I'm just in general, like online. Like on the line. What I'm saying is it's just what the fuck is this now?
Okay.
McCoy hurt his thumb.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's got turf thumb now.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. I'm just saying that I don't know what I'm saying. What I'm saying
You're
is
saying that music sucks now.
Well, music sucks now because the whole this country's being run by fucking hipsters. That's our young generation. We're getting force-fed hipster music.
It is not hipster
music.
It is
music. Fucking hipster music. It's all about skinny jeans, fedoras, and gay sweaters and fucking vests now.
And fucking large beards.
And large fucking
yeah, the
leprechaun beards and shit. What the fuck's that all about?
Whether jeans or their jeans are cuffed.
Did you see,
yeah, I like
Chris,
Tom
did you
Kane,
see,
man.
You watch Married and You're the Worst?
Yeah.
I am.
Did you see last
the
week's You're the
episode.
Worst?
Yeah.
She was like, I'm glad you showed up. It's like a hipster's Game of Thrones up in this bitch.
it's always Cash trying to be different.
When but they're like, all being the same.
Like, let me,
and that's the problem.
Right.
Everyone's so desperate for attention. What's they want to be noticed.
What's that group that everybody liked for a split second? The something brothers? The Mumford
Jonas?
And Sons? Mumford and Jonas Brothers. What the fuck?
I don't know. You said brothers, man.
Mumford and Sons.
Yeah.
Right?
Mumford.
Mumford. Muppets and Sons.
Mumford.
Sons, right? What about them? Yeah.
Waka, waka, waka.
I didn't fucking like Mumford and Sons.
What's that?
I didn't like Mumford and Sons.
Nobody likes Mumford and Sons except hipsters.
I don't. So therefore,
they're on the radio. They're fucking won a Grammy.
But that's what I'm talking about. That's what's force fed in the media is Mumford and Sons, Kings of Leon.
You're not going to hear from these guys.
You know what I mean? Like, this is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's like, this is what we're forced.
Kings of Leon are here to stay.
No, they're not.
Yeah,
you know what? Even if they are, it's only because you motherfuckers haven't died yet.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, it's
as long as I'm alive.
Not you specifically. I'm saying your clan.
My clan?
Yeah, your clan of people that likes that kind of shit.
Yeah.
But it's just ridiculous. Like, this is what you're saying is the, like, you know, the best shit to listen to. Like, come on, man. It's a fucking joke. Tis a fucking joke.
I'm okay with the music nowadays.
It's garbage.
It's garbage.
I like
it is.
It. I like
and
it
I, and
a
I
lot.
Really I really do miss rap. Like, I was so there was a point where I was so excited to see what was next. Like, who's coming out next? It was going to be big.
Well, I miss it when I go out. Like, when, you know, 10 years ago when we used to go out to a bar or a club or something, you'd still hear the shit club music, but then you'd get like a Biggie song, you'd get like a fucking Tupac song, you'd get a 50
and
Cent song.
And
and then now it's just there's nothing good to play.
Right. Now you'll hear one of those songs in a 6-hour span.
And it's remixed because they don't want to play 90s music. Right. They want to play something new, and there's
followed
no
by
good 2
Chainz and Hoodie Allen.
Who the fuck is 2 Chainz?
Yeah, 2 Chainz.
Again.
What happened to 1 Chainz?
He's garbage. I'm telling you, it's just garbage upon garbage upon garbage.
Jesus. I don't have a problem with 2 Chainz.
Of course you don't. You don't
Man,
have a problem with
I got
with
an open mind.
You need to open your legs, too.
No.
It's fucking ridiculous.
No.
Open mind. No, close
and these
that mind.
Names are getting worse, too.
2 Chainz.
Like, you know.
Sunreal.
Right.
Sunreal. What's wrong with that?
Like, okay, EPMD, Public Enemy, you know. Public Enemy's a great name. EPMDs, whatever. It's just an acronym. Yeah.
It's Eric and Parrish making dollars.
Right. But, like, you know, can you tell me an old rap group or rap name that was bad? Give me one that was bad.
Bad?
Yeah, like, you know, just like
Tribe Called Quest is kind of stupid.
You know what? I don't think so.
I got one. The Fushnikins.
That's bad.
Dude.
What the fuck is a Fushnik?
They were terrible anyway.
They were like Shaq's homies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they put them on
the Hoopa. The Hyper.
The Bigger Hyper.
You better decipher.
Where the white women at?
Oh my God. You guys should hear Nicki Minaj put out.
Shut the fuck up with
no,
this garbage.
This is, no,
she's
this
garbage
is,
too.
This is
yeah,
bad.
She's
this
another
is,
one.
I hope Little Kim eats her up.
Little Kim keeps getting her ass handed to her.
No, what do you mean? No, well, what's going on? See, I'm out
Little
of the loop.
Little Kim is
they have a beef.
Pretty much saying that she's stealing her.
Like whole stuff. Spiel, yeah. Her whole sex.
Well, Little Kim hasn't been relevant
first
in over 10 years.
Yeah, didn't she just get out of prison?
Like a long time ago.
Okay.
She just had a baby.
Nicki Minaj is not even attractive, the least bit attractive. Why is she considered a sex pot?
Because of her body.
She's got a big old
Her
booty.
Ass is huge. Her tits are huge. Her waist is skinny.
Yeah, but that doesn't make her attractive.
I mean, I don't think she's an ugly chick.
She's fucking ugly. She looks like a tranny.
I think she has a pretty face.
She looks like a fucking tranny in blackface. That skin color hers doesn't even look real. That shit looks painted on.
No.
She has like that fake Jersey Shore tan going on.
I mean, she does have tan skin.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't look real. It looks fake. It's like a fake color on her.
Yeah.
You know
You're
what I'm
making
saying?
Making a big deal about her, though, man. I don't know
well,
why.
She came out with a new video
listen,
today.
Listen, Beyonce is...
Hot stuff.
She is... She's the queen. Okay? I'm never going to... I don't like her music. I'm not a fan of her music. I won't listen to her music.
Right, she's pop music.
Right. But... I give her credit. She deserves it. She worked her ass off, you know? And she is the best of all of that genre.
Yeah.
Okay? And there's a lot of those females that I don't like. Like, I will never give Lady Gaga props. Because all she is to me is a tranny version of Madonna.
Right.
And I've always hated Madonna. I'll give, who's another chick singer?
Taylor Swift?
She's yeah, like again, right now. I don't even know any of her fucking music. I can't even, like, I never accidentally heard her music. Okay? So, but I'll give her props because, you know, she's like more country with mixed with pop. So, you know, she's like another, I'm never near that territory anyway.
Okay.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry is.
I don't like Katy Perry.
But I'll give her her props, though.
Why?
She actually doesn't lip sync at her fucking concerts.
How do you know that?
Because Britney Spears did it. Fucking, who's the other bitch that did it? She's the only one that hasn't done it.
How do you know
Because
that?
People, after Britney Spears got caught, they went around, not Rolling Stones, one of these other music fucking magazines, went around to all these chick concerts to see, they want to do a list. Right.
You will get called out.
She was the only one, she was one of the few not to get named as a lip syncer.
Okay.
So I'll give her props. She can fucking carry a show for however many hours. Good for her. Do I like her music? No. Do I think she's hot? Abso-fucking-lutely.
I mean, yeah, she's hot.
She's gorgeous. But so is Beyonce, but I still don't like her music. Anyway. Yeah, but anyway, there's certain people that deserve what they have, and there's other people that don't.
Okay.
And to me, I don't even know, what's a Nicki Minaj song? I don't know any.
I couldn't even tell you the name
well,
of one.
Well, the song that she came out with today. Or
No. Don't tell me what's new. Tell me what she
what's
made her big.
I want to play.
Because I don't know it.
What's her hit? Nicki Minaj hit.
She was on everybody's albums at one point.
Whose?
Hoodie Allen.
Who's she on?
Yes, seriously.
Sunreal.
She's like big
time. This whole fucking conversation
like
Sunreal.
How about Starship? Is that one?
I think that's. Isn't that with Katy Perry?
Isn't Ghost Ship a rap group?
That's no, Ghost Face.
Ghost Ship?
Ghost Ship. Oh, no, that's a new show. Never mind. I can't even fucking tell anymore. It's a movie. That's right. It's a movie.
Right? Nick, Ghost Ship? Starships?
Yeah, that's a song.
Is that a song?
It's a popular song.
Is it?
Man. I heard
can't wait. I can't wait to hear this bullshit.
I just got to go past the advertisement.
That's fine. Whatever.
Always.
Starships. How about Pills and Potions?
I want to know what made her famous. She had to have one. Every artist of any genre has one song that puts them on the map. What's her song,
before,
if you know her?
Before she became famous, she didn't even have an album out. She was literally just featured on everybody's songs.
She got a song with Justin Bieber, Beauty and the Beast.
She was on everybody's songs. That's how
she
became famous.
Who's everybody?
Famous.
You haven't named anyone
I
yet.
Said the big timers, man. You didn't fucking listen.
Who the fuck are the big timers?
Fucking, you don't
Marco,
know
what's a Benjamin? Seriously, who the fuck are the big timers?
You know, like,
It's I don't know. Who is it? Is that Lil Wayne's crew?
It's fucking Birdman and
now you're naming Justice League characters. Who the fuck's Bird? Is that Aquaman's cousin?
Oh my god!
What the fuck are we talking
it's
about?
It's like
here?
Lil Wayne's crew. She's a Lil Wayne. She's part of Lil Wayne's
crew. I know who Lil Wayne is, but I don't know who rest of Lil Wayne's crew is.
Yeah,
was it Lil Tommy, Lil Jimmy?
No, it was like Master P and everybody.
Master P.
This is her.
Oh my
god.
So you know this song, right?
No, I don't.
Well, you'll hear it. Wait for the.
No, I don't know the song, but I will tell you.
You've heard it. You can't go to a bar and. Yeah.
Chris, when was the last time I've been to a. Okay, so this isn't even rap.
No.
She was just rapping. Now she's singing.
That was rapping?
Yes.
Oh, wow, you're deluded. Okay,
yeah.
I do know this part.
Yeah.
I've heard this in a commercial, actually. Like a cruise commercial or something?
Probably.
I don't know. Or not Jamaica. No, Jamaicans wouldn't fucking subject themselves to this shit.
It's garbage. Yeah, it's,
okay. You know, all right, I had enough, yeah, Marco. Thank you.
Play another
one. My ears just vomited.
Pills and potions?
No, but if you give them to me, I'll drink
it. Listen, guys, I've been trying to say this for 5 minutes. Play the Anaconda song. It's going in with what we're talking
about. Okay, play Anaconda.
It's
the Jennifer Lopez movie that sucked dick.
No, seriously,
I want Anaconda.
It's the worst song I've ever heard. But they sample "Baby Got Back" in it.
I don't know. I think this.
Hold on.
No, it's so
fuck
you.
It's gotta be that.
Damn, man. Now this song is bad, and it just came out. and it's bad.
I would rather hear Katy Perry's
song. It's so bad. No, you're going to hate it so much.
Seriously, I would rather hear it. Okay, that's better. Oh, I thought it was... that was Sir Mix-a-Lot.
This is the song.
She's terrible.
You know what? You know, I'm going to say something I can't believe I'm going to say. Because I hated her fucking guts. I miss Gwen Stefani. Holy
and
shit.
She's considered rap music?
Yes.
Yeah, she's considered rap.
Dude, that's terrible. That's not even close to rap
music. That's what I mean. Rap is dead, dude. Little Kim was rap.
Little Kim was hardcore.
Yeah.
That's my girl.
Bob, she's got a song with 2 Chainz.
Dude, I wish we had 2 Chainz. I'd hang myself. Because that's what it would take. 2 Chainz. Wait, did I start the fat jokes?
Here we go.
I'm fucking dying over here. Oh, man, I'm 2 so Chainz. Sick of this shit. I really am.
It's horrible.
Well, there's always when there's a downswing, there's always going to be an upswing. I'm not saying that new
So
rap,
you'll admit this is a big downswing.
I do not like new rap that much. No.
There is no new rap.
Yeah, but no, there is new rap.
I mean, whatever. Eminem puts out, you know, that's considered rap. Jay-Z, yes. Those are the few rappers left. There's not many others, really.
Well, Dr. Dre needs to make a comeback.
Dr. Dre tried and he fucked up hard. The last good song he put out was The Chronic. On The Chronic.
1994.
No, seriously, that last comeback album or whatever that he did was fucking terrible. Well, he failed miserably.
That song he did with Jay-Z, the recent one, that it sounds like it was never finished, was pretty good.
Yeah. Finish it first, then, wow. then put it.
I like T.I. I think he's a good rapper.
T.I.'s pretty good.
Listen, T.I. is one of those ones, this is how I'll put it, he's one of those ones that flies under the radar. He's not, I'm forced to accept him. Because that's how bad it is out there.
Hey, I like
everybody else you've named sucks so fucking bad that he doesn't suck as bad as
that's
the
such
other ones
do. Like you can't even give T.I. props. Like he's good, man.
I don't think he is.
He's what do you have like 2 songs that were decent?
Southern rap.
I mean, the stuff that he didn't play.
Yeah, now if we go
so
southern rap, Nelly was way better.
What the fuck did you just say?
What do you
Nelly
mean?
Was better than T.I.?
Yes, he still is, and he's not
even
putting
a bank account to prove it.
Yeah, no shit. What the fuck are you talking about?
Nelly sucks.
And what about Ludacris?
Ludacris is awesome.
Okay, Nelly doesn't suck.
Nelly sucks.
None of T.I.'s songs ever made as much money as any of Nelly's hits.
I don't think that's fucking true. Remember when the
you think so?
When Paper Trail came out,
hold
it was number one for like 50 weeks
okay,
or something.
Okay, and that was a terrible fucking song, first of all.
It wasn't it was a song, it was an album.
Isn't that song with that girl singing on it?
Paper Trail? No, it's the name of his album.
That's the I know what you're talking about.
That annoying girl that keeps repeating herself.
Rihanna.
Not Rihanna. The girl who she got pregnant and then she disappeared. She was on stage pregnant. She did a song for T.I. What was that girl? She
I don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
The song, I think the song was in the first Hangover. No, it's Paper Planes. Is that what I'm thinking of?
Oh, that's B.O.B.
That's what I'm thinking of. Never mind. B.O.B. is okay.
I like him a lot.
But he's kind of poppy, too.
Yeah, I mean, okay. That's what everybody likes but right now.
Country Grammar was in
billion. I like T.I., but Nelly's had a shit ton of hits.
Yeah, Air Force One.
He had so many hits that his clothing line was huge and it was garbage.
That's what I mean. You have no idea what you're talking about. You completely missed the boat.
I don't give a fuck if 50 million people bought his records.
That's the whole point of this conversation.
You're saying
no, but that's you're
giving them street cred.
You're saying T.I. is better is
a better rapper.
But you're also saying that his music is more popular than Nelly's ever was.
Okay.
That's what you said.
I think I'm pretty sure.
No, you're wrong.
Look at it this way.
Sure.
Look at it this way. Nelly was big when rap was good. T.I. is big when rap's shit.
Exactly.
I like T.I. I do. I like T.I. He's got a couple songs that I really like.
Dude,
but Nelly was huge when rap was actually good.
Yeah, you really, really jumped the shark on this
one. Nelly song.
You jumped the shark on this fucking conversation.
I like one Nelly song. That fucking Country Grammar song.
Yeah, that was a good song.
Yeah, I like that song.
I can't even, you know, because of my fucking dead brain.
Hot in here,
I can't even,
all that other
I can't
crap.
Remember other songs that he did.
He was big in spite of wearing that stupid fucking band-aid
on
his face.
Yeah.
He did it for his friend in jail.
Is that what it was for?
When he got out of jail, that's why he took it up.
All right, so, but can we all agree with the exception of Missy that he was a bigger draw than T.I.?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. I like T.I. I think he's a good rapper. He doesn't have a lot of good songs.
Yeah, like this. I mean, does he have like one or two songs that are decent? And Paper Trail's not one of them.
Paper Trail's not a song.
Well, what is it? It's his album.
Name of his album.
What's on that album?
That you can have whatever you like.
That's kind of annoying because they overplayed the shit out of it.
And Nelly, they didn't? My God.
Yeah, they did, but that's why I don't fucking listen to him anymore.
Oh, I hate Nelly. But that was like the worst you thing you could have said with Nelly.
No, it's not because you're the only. Yeah, but you're the only. You're standing alone in this conversation.
I don't care. Well, I stand alone.
But and again,
fuck Nelly.
Judging by the music you like and judging by the music I like, I think I got these guys in my corner more
than
you.
That's fine. Then y'all are stupid. Nelly sucks.
Oh, we're stupid.
Yeah, Nelly is not better than T.I. Period. End of story.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh, I mean,
I wish there's a. I wish I there was a.
I'm not a huge fan of both of them, but that's not a good statement. Mm. Sorry.
Mm. Nelly's got a bigger body of work than T.I. does.
That's not true.
That's
what
really
are you talking
true.
About?
Dude, do you even know anything about T.I.?
Hold on a second. How long has T.I. been out?
He's been a rapper since like 2000.
Right, and when was he actually popular?
2005, 2004.
So it took four or five years for him to get noticed, basically?
So?
Okay, so. What I'm saying is, as far as hits go, Nelly has a bigger body of work than T.I.
Nelly has much more hits than T.I., absolutely.
Okay, well, let's say we're having this conversation about Michael Jackson and... Hold on.
You can pick anybody. Nobody's got as many hits as Michael Jackson.
That's not true. Let's not say him, because he was good at what he did. But let's say Michael Jackson versus...
Freddie Jackson.
Justin Bieber.
There you go.
You're like Justin Bieber, even though I don't like the guy, I hate him. Okay?
Okay.
He is big now.
Yeah.
Okay? He's huge. I'm actually, Justin Bieber is actually a bad example because he's even more popular than T.I. ever was.
Yeah.
I know, and that sucks. That's not how I'm trying to do this, but you can't fucking argue with the body of work of Michael Jackson, whether he's a fucking kid toucher or not.
Truth.
Okay? His music spoke for itself.
Okay.
Even though they were probably all subliminal for pedophiles. But whatever. The point is Nelly had way more fucking hits, number one.
Okay.
He definitely was more popular. Like Chris said, when rap was still good, Nelly made a shitload of fucking money. Rap is dead and T.I.'s making a shitload of fucking money. He's not working against anyone that's worthy of shit. Listen. Jay-Z's doesn't work nearly as hard as he used to when it comes to the rap game, okay? And Eminem, we just had this conversation before the air. I personally think that his newer songs, every song he's putting out is he's becoming less and less appealing to me.
Right, which I understand.
Okay. But I can't say that they're shitty. They're not shitty. They're just not – they're missing a little bit.
I know, but I never ever thought in a million years that I would have a conversation with somebody and they would say that Nelly was a better rapper
than T.I.
This
is coming from the girl that just thinks G-Eazy and Hoodie Allen is like somebody.
I don't think that they're better than fucking T.I.
No. I'm not saying that. But you're making it sound like G-Eazy and Hoodie Allen are like really good. They're fucking terrible.
Listen, do you want to know why I like G-Eazy and Hoodie Allen? I don't
like... Because nobody knows who the fuck they are?
No, I'm not a fucking hipster I like them because I can dance to their music. I like that. I'm in a place in my life right now where
By that notion, you couldn't dance to Nelly's music? Because I remember seeing a ton of hot chicks back in the day dancing to Nelly song. Right, Chris?
Yeah.
When we were in Florida?
When Nelly was big, you'd go out, you'd hear 3-4 different songs for his... A night.
Yeah, and then I was a different person.
That's not...
But I wouldn't get up and fucking dance to Hot in Here. No, I wouldn't.
No. Missy, that's not the... I'm not talking about where you were at the time. What I'm saying is...
I'm trying to explain to you my taste in music and why it is what it is.
You don't have to. I get it. What I'm saying is that doesn't make your taste a fact towards music.
I agree.
I never said T.I. was horrible. I just said, you know...
But
he's there. He's got a couple hits, you know, that I could actually listen to.
I think he's a poor man's Nelly. Right? Yeah.
But what? Fuck
yeah. He really is.
He's
a mixture of Ludacris and Nelly.
He's a better actor.
Listen.
Yes, he is.
He's a good actor.
I'll give him that. He's a good actor.
This conversation started with...
G-Eazy.
Good rap. Who we think is good rap.
Brand new.
Now, maybe... maybe fucking T.I. didn't sell as much albums or now have as many hits there. As Nelly. But what I thought this conversation was stemming from was what we considered good rap. I don't consider Nelly good rap.
I didn't say
all.
This was,
so
this
that's
was not,
why I'm confused right now.
This is not about
not really good rap.
Yeah, this is not about
I'm coming from.
No. We started a conversation with good rap, okay?
Yes.
We got on a conversation of what's left.
Right.
You said T.I., I said Nelly was better. You disagreed with me. You're also, you know, a little more inexperienced when it comes to the older shit because you were younger. You may have been in a different place. I don't fucking know. Nelly, every year I've Nelly. Known you, you've been a different person.
I mean, yeah, of course.
So, how can we go by what you're, you know what I mean? Like,
I just, Nelly.
That's fine. That, you hate somebody. That's cool.
It's just, listen, I get the whole spiel behind Nelly. Like, I get why he's popular.
Listen,
I hate
Lady Gaga, but she fucking sells out a year in advance.
Right, which is fine. I mean, I understand why people don't like Lady Gaga either. But when we're talking about rap.
She could sing her ass off.
When we're talking about rap and who we think is good, I just never thought that I would ever hear anybody say that they like. People that know a lot about rap, which is you guys, would say, I think Nelly is a better rapper than T.I. And it's not. It's blowing my mind right now. That's all. Because I think T.I. is one of my top five favorite rappers of all time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're fucking ridiculous. Jesus.
I mean.
That alone should just end this conversation.
That's
that
conversation.
Again.
Yeah.
Again.
He will never.
That's how, that's how much you prove that you don't know shit about music. Because
listen, why is your opinion any better than mine?
It's not about that. It's just about, like, we already named five better rappers than T.I., and T.I.'s in your top five.
Yeah, because that's my style. That's what I like.
You like that southern...
I do. Rap. I like that southern drawl thing. I don't think a lot of people can pull it off good, especially in rap.
Except for the fucking rappers that came from the south. I mean, I don't know.
Goody Mob. You like Goody Mob?
I loved Goody Mob.
Before CeeLo became...
I loved Goody Mob.
Before CeeLo became...
Fucking Soul Food was my shit. Yeah.
That's good. That was a good album.
That was a great fucking album.
But T.I. shouldn't have been.
I love T.I.
No,
man,
I'm not.
Do.
Again,
he
don't.
Be the top five.
Well, no, what I'm saying is don't misinterpret my feelings about it. I don't have a problem with T.I. All I'm saying is in a world of nothing, T.I. does seem like a Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Because even when he got popular, that's when shit started to fall apart. Really. You know, everyone was on their way out or everyone broke up and did their separate things. I mean, you know, I love Method Man. You know, I think he's a great fucking rapper.
Fuck
I
yeah.
do.
Absolutely.
You know, I loved them in fucking Wu-Tang. I loved all of Wu-Tang. And when they separated, I was more a fan of Method Man than anybody else. I think
he was your favorite.
Out of all of them, he was my favorite.
He was mine too.
Like, I liked his lyrics. I liked his rap. I liked his songs. I liked his CDs better than anyone else. I liked Redman. But I liked him better when he did shit with people.
They got a new song out, Redman, Method Man.
I heard.
They're
I didn't touring. Hear the song,
yeah.
but I heard that they got a
Red
new song.
Redman wasn't in Wu-Tang, though.
No.
Redman wasn't in Wu-Tang.
No, he was all part of the Eric Sermon crew.
Yeah,
okay. But Redman, I liked him, but I liked him better when he did shit with other people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, Redman had a couple
good
albums.
He did.
But I personally... like meth better.
I agree.
And crystal meth better. And I wish I had some now.
But gone are the days of just waiting for the next song to come out by the.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah. We had some stupid ones sprinkled into the heydays.
Of course.
Like Third Base. Third Base is a guilty pleasure of mine.
I love Third Base.
I think they're fun to listen to.
They get mad respect on
We never talked about Naughty band. By Nature. Naughty by Nature was the closest thing for rap going into pop. You heard Naughty by Nature, and they were like one of the first ones you'd actually hear in a fucking bar. Hip Hop Array?
Yeah.
You never heard fucking N.W.A. songs at a bar? Seriously. Like
that's
you,
not on a jukebox.
You hear, right. But you'll hear Hip Hop Array. You'll hear, you know, Uptown Anthem.
OPP.
OPP. Yeah. I mean, it's like they had like a crossover type thing.
Yeah.
But again, they were phenomenal, you know, in their heyday.
Yeah.
They were really good. You know, oh, God, I can't believe I didn't. Fucking say Cypress Hill.
Yeah.
Cypress Hill is, they still to me are the shit. I mean, that's, I don't know. I miss those days. I miss those days. Yeah, you remember? Do you remember what it's like growing up in the 90s, in the early 90s? And like, all right, say like on in January, you know, a Cypress Hill album comes out, right? And then in March, you had like, you know, Dr. Dre comes out with something.
Yep.
And then you had Ice Cube come out with something. Then you had like, you know, Public Enemy come out with something. It was great. It was like you had a full schedule, full calendar.
Back during that time, you could listen to a rap station for hours and hear like a half dozen bad songs. Yep. And that's it.
You remember Yo MTV Raps, how they would just play the best fucking songs over and over again. Or they would just do like a longer version of it at night. You know, where you would just, they would just play a bunch of fucking songs, even ones you don't normally hear, and you're just like, yo, I like that fucking song. Now it's like, I have to hear it either in a commercial or in a movie and be like, oh, wow, that's a pretty good song. And then I go to do the research. I'm like, oh, it's sung by this person, blah, blah, blah. That's how I find music now, like new music.
Yeah.
I can't, there's nothing to wait for anymore. There's nothing.
Nope.
It's dead. It is dead in the fucking water.
I turn on Sirius.
It's sad.
I turn on Sirius or the radio and I put the hip hop. 90% of them, I don't know what the fuck. And I have to look at the thing and say, who the fuck is this? It's horrible.
It's just times change. Like the same thing that we're saying, our parents have said. And like it's this cycle. That's true. Always.
The difference,
things
is though.
Change, man.
You're right. It does change. And it is absolutely all about change. The difference between then and now is, besides social media, it's these fucking reality shows that have changed the map of music. It really is.
Why do you think that?
Because you're flooding the market with shit. You really are. You're flooding the market.
What does that have to do with music?
These music shows. You're flooding
them. He's talking about like American Idol and shows like that.
Yeah. They are really, they're changing the landscape of music. I mean,
I agree with that.
Well, how are they flooding the market when a lot of them don't even fucking, it's garbage.
No. But what they do is that because it's so popular to watch,
right.
That's the kind of genre of music they're pushing out to the,
yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know, cause now you got older people now watching these shows
right. And they're watching
and they're like, oh,
sing,
I like this song. And then they go look at what the song is. Right. Then they start listening and it's just like, the fuck is wrong with you?
And they,
you know?
They incorporate like the voice.
In other words, my point is like, we're not going to ever have another, I don't want to say Led Zeppelin. I'm using them as an example. Like, you know, our parents hated whatever. You know, they hated rap. My dad heard NWA coming out of my room. He flipped the fuck out. He's like, are you fucking kidding me right now with this shit? Like, you need to. He wanted to throw away all my tapes. And it wasn't just rap. It was some of the rock music. I had like Ozzy Osbourne playing. I had like Suicide Solution playing in my room. And my dad's like, what the fuck are you listening to? You know, because he had no idea what it was. He hated that shit. But the difference was, you know, Ozzy started in a garage like everybody else and eventually got famous.
Right.
That part of music has died.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's dead.
It's tough.
It's dead.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing is, too, the whole MP3 and digital, that killed music, too.
Fuck yes, it's a.
Yep. You know? Because now these guys can't make the money they used to make. Because
everybody can steal music now.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, the money they used to make used to put money back into the next album they would make.
Right.
You know, the revenue would go to the next album, the next album. Now it's like they can't do it. Now everyone's like,
well, they have
to
make their money by touring now.
Right.
Yeah.
But they got to get noticed.
People will buy music if the music's good.
And that's it. If your product is good enough.
It's funny. Like, you know how times change. Like, for instance, movie stars back in the 80s. Didn't make nearly as much money as they do now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that with almost everything except music. Music, their contracts aren't as big anymore because of the digital downloads. You know, because it's like they're not making
money. Now because you don't have to spend $15 on an album if there's only one good song. You could spend 99 cents and buy the fucking song.
And did you say this a couple weeks ago? Wasn't it you that said this a couple weeks ago? That no, maybe it wasn't you. I was thinking of another conversation. Somebody was saying the same thing. Like nowadays – you don't have to buy the whole fucking CD or album or whatever because now you get to pick your hits and just buy them.
You preview each song
and the album. Yeah, and you're missing out on the rest because, you know, the way we used to do it, we used to go to the store, buy the tapes.
Bought
Appetite for Destruction, I didn't give a shit. I loved the first fucking hit that came from it and I was like, I'm buying the whole fucking thing and I love the whole thing. But it's like, you know, did I need all those songs? No.
Yeah, but I didn't have a choice. How many times have you bought an album because of one song and the rest of the album stunk and you're just like, ugh.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot of times.
See, not, I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, it did happen to me a few times, but not a lot.
There's not a ton of albums, especially not now, that you could put on from the first track and went to the last track and you liked the whole album. There's not a lot.
See, again, late 80s, early 90s, I didn't have that problem.
No. But now, you do.
No, now that doesn't happen.
But yeah, there were still bands in the 80s and 90s where you had one good hit, two good songs, something like that, where the rest of the album was just garbage.
See, there was a – I don't know. I can't even think of anybody. Who the fuck could I possibly say?
I don't know.
I mean, I was a Def Leppard fan. They didn't steer me wrong. You know, God, I remember when Dr. Feelgood came out, Motley Crue.
Yeah.
I liked the whole fucking CD. I don't know. I mean, I know it happened for sure. I just don't, you know, I don't remember being at such, like, happening a lot.
I like the fact that I can go on iTunes, preview the whole album.
Oh, I do too.
And,
oh,
yeah. Like, if I find four or five songs, I'm like, okay, I'll download the whole album.
It has killed a little bit of the industry.
Put out better music. Don't make one good song and the rest of the album stinks.
You know what, though? Like you said, everyone makes, you know, no one has an album that has all hits. They're all going to be number one hits, you know?
They don't have to be number one hits, though, as long as they're good. I mean, back in the 90s...
Listen, man, there's some Beatles songs. There's some Beatles songs I'm not a big fan of.
Well, sure, but that's going to go for just about any... But a lot of albums, especially rap in the 90s, you could play cover to cover, Biggie, Tupac, and they were all songs... They weren't all number one hits, but they were all listenable songs.
Biggie was, for sure. So was Tupac.
Mm. Except that one song that Biggie sang...
Oh my God! That was the worst.
It was
Ready to Die.
No, it was on the double album.
Yeah, Ready to Die.
No, wait. Ready to Die wasn't the double
album. Life After Death.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. The song he sung was terrible. It was funny.
And he's like so okay.
The first time I heard it, I was fucking dying laughing.
Oh yeah. Man, double albums. Remember that?
Yeah, you know, N.W.A. Tupac was the
first.
Shit.
Tupac was the first person that did that. I think.
Did what?
N.W.A. sang.
Oh, sang double album.
Yeah.
Double album.
Yeah, I think Tupac was the first rap artist to do a double album.
I don't think so.
Pretty sure it was me. I forget which one it was. I'm pretty sure he was the first person to do it. I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure he was, though.
I don't remember. There wasn't many double albums.
No. I don't remember.
Was that after Wu-Tang, before Wu-Tang?
It was way before Wu-Tang.
I was going to say, I remember Wu-Tang had...
Double album, and then Biggie did. Forever is one of my favorite albums of all time, too. I love Forever.
It's funny, too, because I was going through some of my CD collection, and a couple of them toppled over because I'm stacked one on top of the other. And what falls face up? Strictly For My Niggas. And I was like, I forgot all about this.
Did you listen to it?
I did.
Fucking
I did.
Yeah, I missed Tupac.
What's your favorite song from it? What's your favorite song from that one?
I like Strictly For My Niggas. Like I really do. I'm not going to lie. I really like that. No, there's another song, too. I think it was the track right after it. Let me see if I have it.
Yeah, that's a classic. Oh,
God, man. That was shit.
Yeah, that is a classic.
What's was that the album that started off with Holler If You Hear Me?
That's a great song. I think that might be the song I'm thinking of, where it's got like... Hold on a second.
It's a quick. It's like a.
It's got a real fast
beat,
fast tempo. Mm-hmm. That's the song I'm thinking of. Then,
yeah. Yes, sir.
Mama didn't raise no. Boom.
Me T.I. didn't have a double album.
He did not have a double album.
Oh, mercy me.
No.
He should stick to acting. Make more money in acting.
Yeah.
He has a reality show.
He's got a reality show. People love it. Yeah, people love it. Him and his wife.
Him and his wife.
They love that.
Who's his wife? Anybody famous? Or
Toya.
No, Tiny.
Tiny Toya.
I don't know. She sang in a group there for a second with Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah.
Didn't
Escape.
Didn't he get into a thing with Floyd Mayweather about his wife?
Yeah.
Dude, he's got some huge balls to get in Mayweather's face.
I know.
Yeah, man. But he's a real nigga. I keep it real.
Shut up.
He's a rubber band man.
Wild as the Taliban.
Yeah, he is. It's great lyrics.
I like it. It's fucking fun, man. I want to dance.
Of course, they have to play the video, too.
This system and this country has tore apart my family and our family. You can't have a black family and be together.
It's coming from a millionaire.
Not in Ferguson, anyway.
Yeah.
How many more scenes of the crime do we gotta watch them chalk out black figures on the concrete before we realize that the only way for us to ever get out of this predicament is to struggle to survive?
All.
Wow, it's like a movie.
No shit.
Where's the fucking music?
We want to change. We got to fight for it. Word. Ain't nobody going to give it to us. We just going to have to take it.
That's right. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
I'll
let you hear me. Here we go. Turn it up. Let it start.
What's
from block to block. We're snatching hearts and jacking marks. And the punk police stay back. Me and Mary. We can have pizza. Some great G.
Yeah, Marco, kick it. Remember how good Juice was?
Juice was the shit.
I used to want people to call me Bishop.
I can't enjoy one fucking moment.
You just ruined the movie for me.
It's always got to be about Missy.
That's right. I'm adding to the conversation.
Holy shit.
I love how Tupac was hard, but he started off with the Digital Underground.
I love Digital Underground. I thought they were fucking awesome. They were so fucking entertaining. They really were. I actually have one of their CDs.
Digital Underground?
The Sex Packets.
Their music was fun.
Right.
Digital Underground.
That's how I kind of feel about Nelly, too. His music was fun, you know?
Yeah.
He's no rubber band man.
Stop with that shit. Yeah, they were like a goof, you know? Mm-hmm. It was almost like a parody, sort of. Kind of like
to it, with the you
well,
know,
yeah.
The guy doing two characters.
Listen, say what you want. Nobody disliked them back in the day. Mm-mm. When they were out. Everybody loved them.
The Humpty Dance.
And there was a lot of people like that. Most of them were one-hit wonders. Like, everybody loves the Diddy, Paperboy.
Yeah.
Everybody loves
that. Oh, my gosh! That is my favorite song of all time.
It would be.
It is! Isn't that ridiculous?
You are.
That's
get
my
out.
Favorite, that's my favorite, favorite song of
You're
all time.
Fuck.
Yes! Yeah,
seriously, get out of here.
I love that song. There's a good message behind it. And you can dance. What the fuck are you saying?
You're motherfucking fired.
Or how about Too Short?
I didn't like Too Short, so.
He's a legend.
Was it Taller? Was that him?
Ski-Lo. That was Ski-Lo.
That was Ski-Lo.
Yeah.
Wait, what was Too Short? Too Short had a
Too
big...
Too Short, he had a couple...
Yeah, he had a couple big hits.
Yeah. I
forget what. No, but Ski-Lo was like... He's another one's like Paperboy.
I wish I was.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
I wish I was.
Oh, you know who was awesome back in the day? Back in the day, we didn't name that...
Domino?
No.
Oh, God.
No, Far Side.
Sweet, that's such a
Far
good
side.
Fucking
yeah.
song, man.
Yeah, that is a good song. Far Side.
Far Side is awesome, too. Yeah. Fucking sweet potato pie. Fucking right, man.
That's my second favorite song.
No, no. I just liked that song.
Loser.
Hey, man. It whatever gets you. Why does it make me a loser? Fuck you guys.
You're a filthy woman.
Your favorite song is Diddy.
I know it is. I'm so ashamed
you
of
are.
It.
You should be.
I am. I'm so ashamed
you
of it. But it is. It's my favorite song of all
you
time.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Oh, my God.
You little hoe.
Oh, my God. I love that.
You remember Father MC?
Yeah, man.
I don't know who that is.
Father MC.
It was a one-hit wonder.
Oh,
yeah. Was it Do For Me or something like that?
Yeah.
And then it was Positive K.
I Want a Man or I got a Man or something.
Or what about what's his name? The Candyman. Knocking Boots.
Knocking Boots.
He was a one-hit wonder. I'm trying to think of the other one-hit wonders. Oh, Young MC. Young well, MC. Actually, he had a couple one-hit wonders, really.
Off the same album.
Yeah, but they still... Besides Bust a Move, he had another one. The Principal's Office or some shit?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I forget.
I wasn't a fan. Tone Loc.
Tone Loc, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. They were kind of like, you know, Bismarcky. They had like, you know, whatever. They made a mark at some point, but they were kind of like goofs. They weren't taken like seriously.
Right.
You know? They were like parody rap.
Yeah.
If that's a genre.
That is a genre.
But remember, oh, man. There's another one, too.
Who's that?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I know you're going to fucking laugh when I figure. Remember the fucking name? Cameo.
Oh, Cameo was, they're more a group, like an R&B group.
Right, but they tried to do the rap thing. It was so pathetic.
Yeah. Cameo. Has to do with the big high top fade.
Yeah.
Who's the motherfucker that got chased out of the theater in Glassboro?
Kwame.
That's Kwame. It. Kwame's Last Stand. That's like a huge fucking story in
they did
high
the same,
school.
They did the same to Biggie and before he... Yeah, they did the same with Biggie and Lil' Kim and Diddy.
Really?
They chased him out the back door, yeah.
Wow.
They didn't even let him finish.
Wow, don't say that because now I don't feel like they're hardcore.
Well, when you have 200 Glassboro kids... Well,
Diddy ain't hardcore.
Diddy wasn't
he's
hardcore.
Not. But Biggie was.
They went out the back in their vans and bolted. I think the same group of people started it.
That's good. They booed the greatest rapper of all time off.
Yeah,
that's something to be proud of.
Yeah, well, this was before he...
It doesn't matter.
So hold on a second. His shit was
Wait,
good.
Paperboy wasn't here.
Paperboy.
This is your favorite song of all time?
I love this song so much. It's like the happy song.
This is terrible.
It really is. I mean, it was
I don't know why I
was,
love it so much.
It was good back in the day. You know,
I
but
love
it's like
it.
You remember when Coolio came out with Gangster's Paradise?
Yeah.
I love that song, man.
You know what's funny? You would see like the hardest brothers listening to that shit. And then like a year later, like that wasn't
I didn't
me.
Listen to Coolio.
That wasn't me.
Oh my God.
That wasn't me. Exactly.
Coolio's another rapper who had fun songs.
He had
right. Like Fantastic Voyage.
He had like fun, like it was like parody rap.
He had a whole song just about cartoon characters. Do you guys remember that? It
I
was
don't.
On that album. And it was
I never bought
the,
that I never
the,
bought.
Dude, it was so fucking fun though. And it was all about like Huckleberry Hound and shit. It was awesome. I loved it.
He's got to be homeless at this point, right?
I think he's balding and but still keeping the crazy braids.
He's like bald with braids.
It's like, back
it's like
here.
Donovan McNabb his last 2 years at the Eagles.
Oh man, what is that name of that song?
How about Snow?
I hate
no,
that song.
No, that doesn't count. Come on now, stop it. That's pathetic.
PM Dawn.
Yeah,
love PM they weren't
Dawn.
Really rap though.
They were like
yeah, they were.
They were like R&B.
Yeah. Yeah, they weren't really rap.
Cars That Go Boom. Who sang that? The Cars That Go Boom.
Oh my God.
I don't remember that.
Boom. No. Arrested Development. They were kind
I
of
I fucking hated them. I hated
I
them.
I feel
with
like
a
you would hate them.
That fuck KFC. That's what I used to always fucking say. KFC. I hated that. And I hated the video. It was a slave film. It was a 4-minute slave movie, that video. It was depressing.
They had that Mr. Wendell song, though, right? I like that song. It was
horrible.
About the homeless
yeah,
guy.
Horrible.
That was horrible, too.
I like that song.
You remember Mr. Dabalina?
Ah!
Mr. Bob Dabalina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn.
Bad. Some of them was so bad if you think about it now.
Fushnikins.
Fushnikins. Oh, my God. I'm a true... What?
True Fushnik.
You know when you align yourself with Shaq, the rapper?
That's see if you say Shaq, you have to say the rapper.
Yeah, the rapper. Not
because if you say
the
right, because it's like you're going to win a championship if you align yourself with Shaq.
Shaq the rapper.
But if you say Shaq the rapper, you're never going to win a Grammy.
No,
never.
No.
See again, even back then, music was if it wasn't good, at least it was fun. You
it
know,
was, it
yeah.
was.
If like,
yeah, it's called ghetto cartoon. It's
ghetto
fucking
cartoon.
Funny. Man.
I don't remember it. It's been so long since I heard it.
You should have seen some of the names of the track listings off his first album were pretty fucking funny, though.
Shit, I'd rather.
Can O' Corn is one.
Can of corn.
Can O' Corn.
Can O' Corn.
Oh, man. I love that ghetto cartoon.
The only
it was fucking funny.
The only good thing about shitty rap songs or shitty rappers is that keeps Weird Al Yankovic in business.
True.
He has like still, the number one album.
Do you know he's still doing parodies?
He actually did one.
It was really funny. There's a phone commercial, cell phone commercial where they do a song. I don't remember the name of the song, but he did a fucking remake of it. And I only knew the song from the commercial. There's a gold phone. It's a cell phone commercial of a gold phone, and they're playing this fucking awful tune in the back. And then I heard on the radio some on air guy was playing, said, listen how funny this is. And he was saying what the song was, but oh my God, the lyrics are hysterical. And it's amazing that at his age and the fact that he's an old creepy white guy that he pulls these off. Like they actually are funny.
Yeah. Some of them are. I remember going down to shore. I think it was with you, and then we ran into your brother coming out of a Weird Al concert.
Really?
Yeah. I think you were high. I don't think you remember.
Probably.
We're down to shore, and Al comes.
Oh, was it a Wednesday morning?
Yeah. What were you doing? Weird Al concert.
I didn't realize he had concerts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really? I didn't know that. How does he put on all that gear for each song?
I don't think he does.
He'd do a song and then take a 10-minute break.
See, that would to me, song. That wouldn't be as fun.
Like
if I went to a weird... Right. I want to see that fat suit, in the video.
Yeah, I don't think he does that. I've never seen him live, though, but I don't think he...
You remember when he did Gangster's Paradise? He was Amish.
And
he
was Amish in the
Oh, my God.
He said something about his plain wife. I forget. Yeah.
So, Marco, can you look up his newest stuff? So
they're like vying for him to be the Super Bowl halftime show. Yeah.
Are you serious?
They're trying to they're fucking petitioning it. Like they want him to do it. I know.
The NFL's not going to make more money that way.
Apparently, the NFL wants whoever does the halftime show for now on to pay them.
Oh no!
Yeah, they want them to donate money and shit.
Yeah, and they're maybe looking at Rihanna, I think.
So Rihanna's going to pay the NFL to perform.
I don't think she'll fucking do it.
What's the title of this one?
Tacky.
Because I'm tacky?
She's got all kinds of A-listers in this video.
Oh, he's probably being Jewish. Because I'm Jewish.
Is everybody naked?
No.
There's another one he did. What I wish I don't remember the name of the fucking song, but it said.
First World Problems?
No.
Parody of Born This Way? Horrible. He's got that lesbian Chinese comic.
Who the fuck is that?
Margaret
Cho?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey. Screw that. Not A-listers. Wait a minute. She's disgusting. We're dating. Wait. We're not dating. 2,000 miles apart.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Here it is. I found it.
What is it?
Oh, fucking apps. These fucking pop-ups that come up on your phone are ridiculous.
What is it?
Hold on. I'm going to play it. The fuck? If it plays.
Play that funky music.
How's my boy doing?
We're actually stuck in the middle of I-27 right now.
Can you believe Dice is doing fucking... Come on, hun, taco night. Little hamster rolls by.
What the fuck is going on?
Where's this world come from?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear this?
Handy, right?
Handy. Listen to what he's...
First things first, I'm a craftsman. Remodeling is my only passion.
It's my passion.
And I'm the greatest in the business. Want referrals, yo? My clientele will bear you witness.
Right, right.
I can help when your door jam sticks.
Huh?
There is nothing in the world I can't fix.
Yeah.
I do tiles, I do stone, I do bricks. Call me.
And if anybody knew my bag of tricks, how he's dressed, he's dressed like Schneider in Alice. Remember Alice, yeah, the TV show?
You know, I was looking at it right now. That's funny.
What the fuck happened? On another pop-up?
Rusted. Termite problem making you disgusted.
Yeah.
When your front window is busted. Just one name that's always trusted.
I'm so handy.
You gotta see the graphics of this video.
Your plumbing when your toilets overflow.
Oh.
You know what another good one of his was? Do you remember when R. Kelly came out with Trapped in a Closet?
Mm-hmm.
You remember he had like 12 like chapters, yeah, or something? Yeah. The first six were really good. I thought they were good. And then after that, it just got ridiculous. They went to like another
insane
story.
Yeah.
After. Trapped in a Drive-Thru?
Yes. I never heard it. Is it funny?
Trapped in a Drive-Thru.
I thought that was your Thursday night.
No, that's every night. That'll be when I leave here tonight.
Trapped in a Drive-Thru.
Oh, my God.
Weird Al, man.
How did we go from great rap to Weird Al?
I have no Coolio.
Yeah.
Coolio drove us to Weird Al.
Thanks, Coolio.
Great.
I remember when that R. Kelly song first came out, the very first chat. Are you playing it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And I don't.
Is it Trapped in a Drive-Thru?
Yeah.
It's a cartoon, yeah, it's too. The video is like a cool cartoon.
Yeah, you should look it up, miss. Sounds, it sounds just like it. You would have had me fooled.
I know.
7 o'clock in the evening, watching something stupid on TV. I'm zoned out on the sofa when my wife comes in the room and sees me. And she says, is this behind the music?
What's funny to me is if you think about the actual real song,
yeah,
that R. Kelly did and how all that bullshit was.
Yeah.
And then he turns it to fucking fast food. Like,
I said, well, you know, baby, I'm not starving either, but I could eat. She says, well, what do you have in mind?
I can't. He is worth a shitload of money. He's got a lot of fucking money.
Weird Al or
Weird Al?
Yeah.
And she says, let me think what's left in our refrigerator.
Now, can I say something?
Shut up! All right, just shut the fuck up!
You know when this is actually funny? Like, real funny? When you're high.
I can imagine.
Oh my God. I don't know what the fuck happened, but forget it. Because you remember R. Kelly was repeating the same word, yeah, in the same fucking line?
That's pretty funny.
Oh my God. I'm going to have to look that up. That's funny.
Somebody shoot me. I can't believe I miss Weird Al.
That's bad.
That's how bad music is. Wow.
You don't have to miss him anymore, man. He's here.
Well, now he's like the only thing to listen to that's, you know. They're really, I hate to say it, but like nothing brand new has come out that has really like hit me at all, like to the point where, like, I'm even trying to think of like other genres, like supposed rock.
Supposed.
Yeah, like nothing really came out.
I feel
that,
like, you like Black Keys.
Yeah, but they've been out for a while. They're not new.
I feel like they've been out as long as Kings of Leon.
I don't know. I don't know when Kings of Leon came out, but it's been like 4 years, right? Black Keys, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Yes, to me, that's not brand new.
I like yesterday.
Yeah, like this year.
Yeah.
Nothing's come out this year that I could say, that's a great fucking new band, or that's a great artist, or.
About Sunreal.
Well, AWOL Nation, I felt like you liked them.
I just like a couple songs, but they're not, you know. Actually, you know what I could say is, what the fuck's their name? You know, I need help. I'm losing my fucking mind.
What are you talking?
I'll tell you in a sec. Volbeat.
Who?
Volbeat.
Volbeat.
Volbeats. Volbeat. You don't know who they are?
No.
Really?
If I heard it, I probably will. But it doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, they're kind of huge.
Are they?
I have their three of their like albums, I guess you could say. Almost every song I like.
Really?
That's why I ended up buying the whole fucking thing, because it was cheaper than buying 13 out of the 15 songs. I'm like, I like 13 of these songs, and I'll go buy the fucking thing.
I'm not a big fan of old beat. Not taking it.
I think they're great.
You can dance to it.
Say what?
You can dance to it. It's fun.
You can dance to it?
Yeah. I saw them live once. They were pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw some video where they stopped in the mid-song because two guys were like fighting or some shit.
Yeah, I don't like his fucking... I don't like his voice, man. Voice needs to get me.
You know what's
like
funny? I don't... I'm not a fan of the voice, I guess you could say. I like the music. You know, and I like the lyrics and stuff.
The music is,
but like
bomb.
The fact that you hate his voice and you think the Kings of Leon guy is good, because to me,
I knew you were gonna say that.
Yeah, it's
he sounds like he's echoing or something. I don't know. There's something about him, like.
No, there's probably some sort of fucking effect going on.
I don't like
whatever.
Effects on voices.
Really? Probably 80% of music you listen to has effects on voices.
Yeah, but they're not gonna be my favorite band. You know what I mean? I can like a.
I'm gonna stump her on something. I know it. I know it.
Kings of Leon don't.
I'm not talking about Kings of Leon. Fuck them.
Maybe they should.
What?
Put effects on there.
Yeah, they should sound like the Chipmunks.
Chevelle has a new album that you would like.
I heard three songs and I like.
It's really,
three.
It's so good.
That what's that one song?
Take out the Gun Man.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Yeah.
Their album is. Amazing. It's really good. So I highly...
I like Seether.
Seether's new album is also very good.
Seether's real. I saw that video you posted.
So good.
Yeah. That's awesome that they played that Deftones.
Oh, my God. I was... I don't know if you can hear it in the video, but I was freaking out.
Oh, no. I couldn't hear you.
Yeah,
I heard the music.
Yeah, because Kim took that video.
What do you mean you were freaking out? You were having a stroke?
Because I was like, it's Deftones. It's Deftones. Deftones is one of my favorite bands.
You have a lot of favorites.
I have a 10s, 5s, 15s. 20s.
Are we talking about money in your purse? Or
no. Like, I have lists of a lot. Like, Deftones is definitely one of my top five favorite bands. Kings of Leon is my favorite. Abomination is my second favorite.
Obviously, I'm not
Chevelle is my third favorite. Seether is my fourth. Deftones are my fifth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing to me.
I like
a couple that she named I really like. Yeah. I wouldn't put them in my top five.
Listen, my favorite kind of music is rock music, period. Hands down. That's it. I like more
what if you
rock
can't
music
dance to
any,
it, though?
I can dance to everything. I can dance to all of those, all of that okay. music, you know?
I need to dance.
I do need to dance.
I'm going to do a dance right in your fucking ass.
You guys like Breaking Benjamin?
They're coming
I thought
back.
We were breaking.
We are breaking.
They got back together.
That's why I said, do you like Breaking Benjamin?
Yeah.
I do.
You do? Okay, good. That's what we're playing.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back. We're going on a break. Don't forget to get on the website, riotcast.com/jerseyjerks, and donate some money.
Fuckers. Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You
of course.
Talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's seven.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from seven different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding.
And wood grain. And there's also seven stops. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in two different features. Mic'd. and on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days, he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Who was that?
Breaking Benjamin.
That was still same?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Very nice.
Breaking Benjamin.
What's a Benjamin?
What is Benjamin?
Money, dough, cheddar.
Cheddar.
Fat stacks.
Dead presidents.
Fat stacks, bitch.
Fat stacks,
bitch.
Yo.
Fat does.
Fat dough fuckers. There's a little bit of a communication problem. I was watching it the other day. Bad Boys.
I mean,
three.
You really can't believe.
They've said that.
Definitely.
Yeah. They said that for 3 years now.
Yeah, yeah. I just read an article the other day, and you can never really believe anything you read online. But
fuck no.
That'll be great if they do it right.
It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the few movies where the sequel was actually better than the original.
Yep, that is true. Yep. That is true.
Agreed. You alright, miss?
I'm good. I'm scratching my back. What? I think there was like mosquitoes attacking me. Shut up.
I don't think they want some of that blood.
The mosquitoes have hepatitis.
Thanks.
They're going to spread it out through the mosquito community. They're going to stay away. Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you for that.
I have cancer.
Oh, my God.
We're like, Missy gave them malaria.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
That's funny.
Are you cold?
I'm fucking freezing. Wow. Holy
beautiful
shit.
Isn't it not nice in this?
Now it feels great.
Man. It is so chilly.
Being out in that muggy-ass weather.
It is muggy and gross, but...
It's nice in here.
Should put some fucking clothes on.
It's like a Haitian...
I have a long-ass dress on.
It's like a Haitian's armpit outside, isn't it?
It's real muggy and gross. It's almost over, though. Summer's almost gone, man.
I know. Can you believe that shit?
It's insane.
This has been the best summer ever.
It's been the most mild.
That's what I mean. It's been the best summer. If it's like this from now on for the rest of my life, I could deal. I remember last summer... And they said something crazy I heard on the radio. They said that last year we had 19 days of 90-degree weather or more, and they said this year we had 15. I don't remember 15 days.
They were
of
all
90.
In June, remember?
I don't remember that.
June was – remember you were like, if this summer is going to be like this, oh, I'm going to fucking kill myself. Like you were so pissed in the beginning of the summer because it was so hot.
Was it? I don't
it
remember
really
90-plus
hot.
Degree weather.
Yeah. Almost all of June. And it was rainy. May, remember it rained like every fucking day in May?
Yeah.
And then June.
Every
was
time we did a show,
balls.
It fucking rained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just, if it's like this, I mean, I can seriously deal with it. Because last summer was brutal.
Last summer sucked.
It really was. It was brutal. I mean, every day coming from work, I was drenched, like down to my socks.
Yeah, I love the heat, and I got over it by the end of the year.
I don't mind that.
I was definitely
like
ready
weather.
For a.
Crazy. Fucking all you.
I like the hot weather, too.
Me, too.
Sickening.
This summer has been a little disappointing because I don't feel like it's been hot enough. So
I agree with you.
Yeah, especially August, man. August.
Listen, if you're not going to be on the beach all summer, then you got the perfect weather.
Yeah.
Because this isn't you don't want 95 degree weather when you know you're not going to enjoy it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. But
like it becomes an inconvenience at that point.
You have air conditioning.
Air conditioning, but I mean, you know, the moment you step out of your car, or you step out of your house, you know, if you're not going to enjoy that heat, then what the fuck do you want it for? It doesn't make any sense.
I enjoy every moment of it.
And if you enjoy it that much, then why turn the fucking air conditioner on? That's what I don't understand.
Well, I mean, being enclosed in heat is never fun. Like in a car when it's
I don't see
totally-
what the fucking difference is. Unless there's a good breeze going, I really don't see the difference. Being out under the hot sun in sweltering heat.
I love the sun.
To me is no difference than being in a an enclosed area where it's hot. It's just no different. Yeah. The only difference is I'm not getting the hot sun.
I don't know. Like, it's harder to breathe when you're in a car and it's hot.
No, no, no. If you leave the windows open, it's not.
No, nah, it's not the same.
I'm just saying. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, if you want air conditioning, then I think it's better when you don't need air conditioning.
You know, I love air conditioning.
So do I when it's hot. But if it's fall, I don't want air conditioning.
I want air conditioning all the time. Bullshit. I love sleeping in the cold.
You used to complain when we used to do the fucking show.
If it's too cold, yeah.
Even in the wintertime, I had the windows open. Chris wearing gloves.
Oh, man, it was cold.
Yeah, it was freezing.
And I sat by the windows. I was wearing shorts.
But when you're going to sleep in the cold, it feels good.
It does. Yeah. It does.
I love that
shit.
Hey, man. Can I say? I'm a bear.
Oh, my God.
When you die, we're going to stuff you.
I'm already stuffed, dude. I'm like The Walking Dead right now. Speaking of The Walking Dead, we're just about at that point where we're going to hit all the good fall shows.
Yep.
Can't wait, man. Yeah. Cannot wait.
I'm looking forward to The Walking Dead, something fierce, man.
Fucking right.
It's supposed to be good. It's going to be good. It's got to be good.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah.
They got a long way to go before it starts getting bad, I think.
Yeah. I mean, unless you get some dude taking over and it, you know, runs
another
into
another warden or whatever. Like another warden type of guy. That dude, the governor.
Oh, no, no, I'm saying like another like director, showrunner, whatever they call him. That comes in and takes it somewhere.
No.
You know, it doesn't need to go or, you know, somewhere nobody gives a fuck about.
No, Nicotero's sticking with it.
Yeah.
It's his project. It's not.
Well, you have different showrunners that run it, you know. Yeah, it can't be bad.
I'm looking forward to the series finale of Sons.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to the series finale of True Blood, just so I can stop fucking watching it. Yes, I can't wait for it to end.
How's it going?
Stinks this season. The first couple episodes were good. No, last season was good.
No, it wasn't.
Wait, do you continue to watch it because you're just invested so much?
Yeah,
time?
Yeah, yes. I have to see. And it looks like Sookie's not going to die, which is going to annoy the fuck out of me.
I hate that.
She's the most annoying character in TV history,
and she's the biggest whore in TV history.
Oh, she's fucked everybody on the show.
And I don't understand why nobody on that show has learned their lesson. If you fuck Sookie, you die. Basically what it comes down
to. Has anybody important died again?
Yeah, Alcide's dead.
I already saw that and I saw Tara.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody.
She's like the Black Widow. She's like
Bill's next.
Yeah. He had that V, the last episode I watched. He had that Hep V or whatever.
Yeah, he's dead.
But I didn't know if Eric or somebody died yet.
No. He's gone. No, he's cured.
Oh, I know.
He's cured?
Going.
Yeah.
Then Bill's going to get cured.
No, he doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to. He wants to die.
It's for Sookie. It's so stupid. I'm telling you, it's fucking retarded.
Okay. I thought that they were going to end it with Bill and Sookie finally getting back together.
I want to die for you, Sookie. Terrible show. It's really one of the worst shows ever.
Well, good. The finale is this
It jumped
Sunday?
The shark in season 3.
I'm going to have to watch the season finale, though.
Fucking terrible.
Just to
bookend
it.
No, I gotcha. Don't even bother watching in between.
I wish Eric and Bill would just, like, both of them rip one of her arms off and just beat her to death with her arms.
I hate her. I hope Eric kills her.
I'll tell you what pissed me off last Sunday.
What's wrong with her?
She's just annoying as fuck.
Jessica finally has a nude sex scene, and they don't show any of her good parts. They show her from the side.
Mm-hmm. Really?
All her clothes are off. For the first time.
Who's she banging?
Hoyt.
Love Hoyt.
Billy Ho.
Does he remember her or he still doesn't remember
her? No, she told him about it.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just fucking ridiculous.
Another show I don't watch.
It's terrible.
I'll tell you what.
The first two seasons were real good, and last season got really good towards the end, and started off good this year, and now it's just
guess
bullshit.
Guess what? I'm starting to turn my opinion around a little bit with The Leftovers.
Are you?
Listen,
episode was really good. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I'm starting to get it. It's making sense now.
Okay, explain it.
No, I'm not going to explain it.
Who are the people in the white? What are they there for? She's saying we want to make people remember, but when people try to remember, they show up and fuck everything up.
They're one of those crazy cults.
Where do they get all their money from? They just bought a fucking $150,000 church. Where do they get their money from?
Dude, there's like 200 members. They all pulled their
money. They don't work.
But they've had money. They probably
How do you know they've had money?
They probably sold their homes.
They had a couple of pretty big fucking houses in that cul-de-sac they were in for a while.
Okay.
Where do they get their money from?
Loans from the bank?
How do they pay them off?
They don't.
Nothing's explained on this show.
Like half of America.
Listen, the show is there's some really cool scenes, and it looks like it could be good if I knew what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, but the stuff you're asking me is like not important.
The only thing I don't want to know is what
you're like Missy right now.
How is it not important to want to know about these,
who's
these
funding,
fucking people?
Who's funding the money?
There's a million things. You don't know anything about them.
All I know is they're basically ready to die, and that's a good thing.
If they die, where's
and
the show going
to
go?
How good was it to find out? Remember that one chick that got murdered? She got stoned to death?
Yeah.
It was the fat chick.
Why are they doing? What are they doing? What is their fucking purpose?
So I don't want to watch this
show. They're a cult. They're basically a cult. They're
like
just
Charles Manson?
And what about the other cult with Black Jesus? What the fuck is going on there? The one that hugs everybody and takes their pain away.
Oh, that I don't understand.
Dude, what the fuck is going on in this
show? That I don't understand. I don't understand
anything about this show.
I'm enjoying it now because I like the storyline around the lead character.
I thought last Sunday's episode was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Because they finally fucking started to explain something
but
six episodes in.
But that's why eight.
Eight. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I know. It's that bad. It's eight. There's only two episodes
There
left.
Was a whole episode of a fucking priest running around trying to get money. They could have fucking sealed that up in 20 minutes. What the fuck is going on?
Well, don't watch it.
But last week's was good. I just don't understand what's going on. I don't know what's going on. I want them to explain something.
I felt
something.
The same way you did up until last week. Last week, I felt a little better. They're starting to point things in a direction of getting some sort of like, you know, idea of
just in time
doing.
For the season to end.
Right.
So after the season, you'd be like, I don't know what the fuck happened.
Hey, man, I had trouble with the True Detective one for the first half of the season. It was kind of tough. There were moments where it was tough. Now, it was still an entertaining show because of the cast, mm-hmm. you know, keeps you drawn in. But, you know, the storyline didn't pick up till halfway through. Then you're like, all right, we're cooking now, you know. And some shows do that. You know, I don't know. I'm actually somewhat entertained by it. I was like, wow. When I watched it, I was pleasantly surprised. I'm like, that was really entertaining. The show that I'm giving up on is Masters of Sex.
I never bored the fucking tears with it.
I just like seeing the chick naked. She's always naked in it. Always. Always getting banged. Silly. Silly,
silly
looking.
Yeah, I never saw an episode of that.
You know, there's a couple funny things that go on in that show, but I mean, it's the only reason why I watch it is because it's all true. It's kind of cool that it's based on reality. It's like, all right, that's kind of cool, you know? But other than that, it just, I don't know. Ray Donovan's fucking awesome.
It really is.
That show is badass.
John Voight is fucking spectacular in that show. He's so good.
Right about what you know. I only know two things. Rob Banks and bang black chicks. It's Marco without the back problem.
I was in high school for dating black chicks.
Yeah, it's he's that whole cast is great.
Yeah,
I'm getting really, really tired of the wife.
Oh, she's an annoying cunt.
You know, this season especially, she's really getting to me. But man, what a great fucking cast! There's not enough of his fucking assistants. The Dyke
Avi.
And Avi.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They're awesome. The Dyke is from the L Word.
I never watched that.
Oh, okay. I figured you would since you were half a Dyke.
You Dyke.
You Dyke. Yeah. That's. You know what I find really fucking funny? That John Oliver show. That is awesome.
I never saw it.
That is awesome. This guy really – and you know what? He's getting some serious worldwide recognition. Because some of the people he's made fun of in other countries has actually acknowledged him over his comments. It's pretty fucking funny. He was talking about the girl in the Little League World Series. Monet Davis.
Yeah.
And he was showing clips of her. And he was like, after every strikeout, she like waves her hand like this. And he's like, I love this girl. Because then they show her comments to the media. Because they're like, you know, do you feel any pressure from the media? And she's like, no. She's like, if I don't want to answer, I'm not going to.
Nice.
And that's what he said. He's like, how is it that this is the only person in the history of entertainment that knows how to say no to the media, you know? And he's like, and from now on, after every successful joke, I'm doing this. So every time he makes a crowd laugh, he starts putting his hand up
in the
air.
That's awesome.
He's really fucking funny. He really is. That show is great. And something else that's on Sundays that's pretty damn good, too. I can't fucking remember what it is.
Man, I don't have the time to watch.
I don't watch it all in one night.
Yeah, well,
that's what the DVR's for, man.
I know, dude, but I'm fucking knee deep in Mickey Mouse Club and.
Hey, that's the path you chose, brother. When I'm ready to give up TV is when I'll have a kid.
Marco, 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 Marco.
What? Trying to watch Marco. True Blood.
Marco,
you can't. I mean,
Marco.
Let me ask you something.
By 8 o'clock, Marco, you're ready for fucking bed.
How bad does it feel now that you don't have enough time to watch, like, you know, Mob Housewives?
Who says we don't watch that? Nah, I haven't watched that.
The gay sun is on you, buddy.
No, man, I don't.
It's, but I tell you what, though, it's got, that's the one thing I get mad. Like, if I'm over at my girl's house, right? Let's say we're watching TV. Let's say her sister's in the room with us and she's like watching or doing something else or whatever. The moment talking starts, I freak the fuck out, right? Now, if I were to imagine a child in my life, that's
you can't, part of, yeah, you can't watch
that's
TV.
That's part of your life.
That's all they do is talk. And
well, or whatever, like scream, cry, whatever, whatever noises they make. I get so angry when people talk during my show, when I have to pick up the remote and rewind what they just said because I missed it, because I want to hear the dialogue.
Kind of like every time Chibs talks on Sons of Anarchy. They need to stop giving him important lines. I can't understand a word he says.
I'm telling you, just hit the subtitle button.
I got to turn on the subtitles to hear this fuck.
Well, then, again, there's easy fixes for your problems. You're losing your hair for nothing. Yeah, I can't imagine having a child and being able to watch any program I want to watch, or even sport.
You got to wait till you put them
to sleep.
Sleep, yeah,
and literally for good.
Well, won't go that far, but
no, I know.
Skill, skill, fucker's got skill.
Oh, my God.
Look at him staring at that dead kid. Oh, you make me sick, you fucking baby.
It's tough, man.
I know. I know.
I find myself, like, fucking talking to the TV, like, wait a minute. How's this little fucking bitch a princess? You know, how did she become a princess? She's no relation to the king and the queen.
Oh, because of the stuff you're watching because the kid.
That's my life.
I was just about to bring that up. I was about to ask you because a lot of people I know with kids, you know, friends of mine that, you know, we watch sports or we watch like, you know, like guy type movies or whatever, right? Now they catch themselves singing a song
all the time
that they heard from one of the DVDs they put in for their kids.
Yeah.
And I look at them like,
all the time.
What the fuck's wrong with you, dude?
All the time.
And the explanation I get, I can't get the fucking song. They're beaten. They're battered, man. I can't get the fucking song.
Because they want to hear it over.
Right.
And over.
Right.
And
kangaroo
over.
Song.
It's exactly just like that. It is.
What do you say?
That's exactly what it is.
I can't. I'm so not ready for that step. I don't know if I'll ever be ready for that stuff.
Fuck no.
And you think these cartoons, these shows are supposed to help the kids and teach them? They do for the most part. But, you know, they're like, I caught my kid was running up the slide, and then I see that he learned it from the Mickey Mouse Club because they're running up the slide. And I'm like, motherfucker.
Well, it's like Dave Chappelle said, man. There's certain cartoons that teach you to be racist.
Yeah.
You know? Or rapists, like Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah.
He's a rapist.
Yeah.
You know, when Sesame Street taught you how to judge people. It's true.
Yeah.
If you think about what he said, he's absolutely right. Because when I was a little kid and I watched Sesame Street, I learned how to hate people.
What kind of people?
Well, you figure you,
puppets.
Yes, puppets. I hate puppets. But like you figure Oscar the Grouch, right?
Yeah, because he's a negative motherfucker.
He's an asshole, yeah. Right?
He lives in trash.
Bitch, I live in a fucking trash can.
But they teach you how to hate homeless people in a sense.
Yeah.
Did I see what I'm saying? Everybody yeah. still liked Oscar, even though he was a Grouch.
Well, yeah, they're nice. They make him likable because he's green and furry, but at the same time,
looks like weed.
A nice piece of yeah.
Yeah, he yeah, does. That's yeah, a good like some Kush.
Like some real good Kush.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I have no idea. I can only imagine what these and now these fucking new kid videos and cartoons. They're like reality shows. They're flooding the market with it. I've heard so many different things. They're like, hey, have you ever heard of? I remember a friend of mine. Okay, this is recent. I got invited to. They have two little girls, a couple years apart, but their birthdays are close to each other. So they decided to throw every year. They decided to throw them.
Smart.
You know, a combined
double birthday.
So I got the Evite, and it said, "You're coming to. You're invited to a Frozen party."
Right.
I'm like banging. It's fucking hot out. I'm thinking.
You're not even thinking of the movie. That
I didn't even
made,
know
like,
it existed yet. I didn't even know it existed yet. I have selective.
Yeah,
vision,
I don't blame you.
Okay. So I'm like movie's frozen awesome, party. I'm like, this sounds. I'm thinking we're going to an ice rink or some shit.
You're gonna be and drinking like, some frozen margaritas.
I'm like, it's gonna be. Doesn't matter. It's gonna be fucking cold where we're going. I'm loving it. No clue. A week before, my girl can't go because she's going. She has like a girls' weekend planned with her friends down the shore. So I was like, I was joking with her. I was like, oh, you're gonna miss out on all the frozen fun. And she's looking at me funny, like. What are you
like,
talking
bitch,
about?
Do you even know what you're saying?
Exactly. And I'm like, it's probably going to be like snow cones, and like, you know, like whatever, right? And she goes, no, it's the Disney movie or whatever. And I'm like,
and all your dreams just came crashing
down. And I'm like,
down.
Looking at her, like, bitch, you know what the fuck you're talking about?
No,
it's a frozen party. Disney. It's like frozen food. So she goes, no. And she fucking pulls up on her phone.
Oh, man.
A scene or something.
Yeah, the fucking song. Bro.
And I'm... Right. No, thankfully, no. But she played that later, which I was like, really? Wow. So anyway, I'm looking at it, I'm like, what? You know what I mean? Like, what are you talking about? Like, this is for real? Like, this isn't a joke? So then it hits me, and I'm like, oh, no. So of course, I already said yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I show up at this party, and it's just
frozen everything.
Right. The snowman, Olaf the snowman.
Olaf, really? Yeah. That's his name?
That's his name. It's, yeah. What's his name?
Russian?
No, it's the...
Russian
he's
snowman.
Gonna play, I think he's going to play...
Did Palin get him out of her backyard?
I forget the kid's name that plays him.
I don't know.
Josh Gaddard?
I don't even know.
Josh Gads?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Josh
where
Gordon?
Where would I see him from?
He was in a TV show briefly, like... With what's his name? With somebody was the president. He was the president's son.
Oh no, I definitely didn't watch that show.
No, he was in a movie with the internship.
He was. Wait.
He was the kid with the headphones.
The guy with the beard.
Yeah.
Really?
Josh Gads or something.
I don't know his name, dude. No,
he's going to play Sammy
Sosa.
No.
Baseball been very, very good to me.
The comedian Sam Kinison.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I hope
he's
can
the
do
voice
it.
Of Olaf.
All right. That was a long...
Sorry, I forgot it.
No. No, I'm just saying.
I'm like, fucking... I have no idea what's happening.
I'm waiting
right
for,
now.
Like, you know...
Yeah, no. I thought you'd be like, oh, I know that dude. I guess not.
Yeah, I was waiting for
I guess because of Frozen, I'm thinking he's a hot shit.
Well, that's the... See, that's how far... Our worlds are so far apart now because like, I'm like, what? You know. So
and
anyway.
You're like fucking frozen food. And
this
fucking
party,
snow cones
this,
at a
party
nice
this party was all Disney shit. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, but it makes sense. You know, they're little, they're
were
little girls.
Were girls dressed up in like princess
one, yeah. Well, I think one got sick of it, took hers all, changed her clothes, but the other one kept it on. And yeah, it was, I mean, it was nice for them, but for me, it was like, thank God there were other people there, you know, like.
Yeah, that didn't have children.
Yeah, I mean, and then I'm trying to picture myself going through this, like, I'm going to be the worst father ever.
Like, wait, I have a question,
it's
though.
It's horrible. You got to put on a fake smile and a fake, like, eh.
Like, why do people that have, and again, forgive my ignorance, but why do people that have kids invite people that don't have kids?
Well, presents, obviously.
I don't. In this particular,
like, did you spend time with these girls on their birthday?
What do you mean? Like, without being creepy?
I mean, like, did you like hang out with them?
I mean, I'm like Uncle Fob, but
did a couple shots with them.
Yeah, you know.
No, did you like talk chat about school or something? Like, do you talk to them when you go there? Or
they were
what?
Talking about the 3-4 defense.
I don't fucking know kids at all, man.
They were telling me about their technology class in kindergarten.
You guys saw what happens when I'm around kids.
No, I didn't. I never seen you around. Oh, she yeah, that's right. That's like a fucking retard. Meep, meep.
Yeah, I was out. She was gone. But like, yeah, like, why do they, like, I've been invited to, and I'm like,
well,
I'm
no,
not
because in this particular example, the couple I'm very close friends with, that I consider them one of my best friends.
All right.
So it was more for them. I mean, yeah, it was for their kids, absolutely. But I mean, at the same time, it's like, you think they want to just be the only two and have everyone just drop their kids off at this house? You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, no, don't the parents stay with their kids?
Yeah, they do.
Some of them
they
do.
But I mean,
them, though,
it's
right?
like a group of friends that I don't see all the time. So
I got you. Okay, well, makes
sense. If somebody he's close with, should he be excluded from a party because he doesn't have kids?
Listen, again, I said forgive my ignorance.
No. Okay. I understand. I understand. I'm just saying, you know, it was more for...
I don't know. I have no idea. I've never went to a little kid's party unless I was like the godparent.
Yeah, no, it's not a big deal. I didn't have a problem. I immediately said yes. I wasn't going to say no, you know, but it was just like, I thought my girl was coming. So at least if things, you know, got too hectic with kids, I'd have her to talk to, you know, but my brother was there. So I got to talk to him.
Was it fun?
I mean, we hung out on the deck. You know, we drank beers, hung out on the deck while the kids ran around the yard playing on the slip and slide and the fucking, you know, the cool little sprinkler thing that shoots water all over the fucking place. I don't know. But
does it look like an octopus?
Missy, I don't fucking know. They flew in the fountain from the Bellagio.
I've never done that. I've never. And when I was younger, when I had birthday parties, I didn't want any adults there. So I would say I just invite my friends.
Right. Well, yeah. That's understandable.
Where were you going to get your coke from then?
the drug dealer kids. Drug dealer kids. You like Yoo-Hoo? But yeah, I mean, it wasn't a big issue, but then I was like, I caught myself thinking at that party, I'm like, I don't know if I could do all this shit, man. Like the setting up.
I think it'd be different once you have kids.
It is different once you have kids.
Obviously it's
different. But it is hard to break away from what you're used to.
Yeah.
It's fucking tough.
But people adapt, like that's what our
you have to. You have no choice.
Let me ask you something. Do you, now that you're a new parent, right? Do you get any time for yourself at all besides like leaving to go to work, which I don't count.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
I'm saying in the home, when your kid's home, when the wife's home, do you get time to yourself, or does it have to be when they're out? Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I mean, you don't. Really, you don't.
No,
I mean,
yeah.
That's what I'm trying to...
Not until they have their own social life.
For the first few years, it's... We make plans. Like, I'm going somewhere Saturday night.
Right.
And that's fine.
Right. Like, for instance, you say, I'm going to fantasy football draft. Yeah. And you got, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like,
can you watch TV?
Yeah. Is there a moment in the day at random where you're like, you know what? I think I'm going to watch TV for an hour on Leave Me Alone.
Mm-mm. No, there's no time for that. No.
Damn it.
The kid fucking.
No, because, like, even if your kid's, say, Fob, your kid's, like, playing with blocks, like, 10 feet away, right? And it's like totally like fucking blocks rule. That's all I care about right now is blocks. As soon as you start paying attention to something, the kid's going to be like, oh, no, look at me.
The motherfucker wants the remote.
Yeah. No. I want to change this. And then say he changes it and he puts on what like he wants to watch. And then you're watching it and he gets bored. So going back to my blocks, as soon as you change that channel, kids are assholes, man. Oh, no, I want to watch that. Like, am I wrong?
They know. Let me tell you something.
They're assholes.
They know when you're having fun.
They just know when you're not paying attention to them.
Right.
They're smart. My son's 20 months. He's 20 months, and he's fucking, he knows what he's doing.
Right.
You know, don't touch that fucking drawer, and he goes over there.
They're assholes.
Well, you don't do that, though.
Don't touch the drawer. And he got his hand right on the motherfucker like he's going to touch it. Right. I'm like, I'm going to whoop your ass. Don't touch the drawer. They're smart. They know what they're fucking doing.
They're testing
they know
their limits.
They're testing their limits, though, with you. They, so you need
Missy
to
Missy still
him.
Does that. You tell her not to do something, she'll do it. She'll be like, all right, watch this.
Well, that's just because she's a bitch.
I'm not a bitch.
I don't listen to anybody. I'm Missy Fun Size Car.
Right. I can do I coke do whenever the fuck I want.
Don't
fuck
tell
you
me
guys.
What to do.
Don't ever tell me what to do.
Don't ever tell
fuck
me
you guys. I will do coke right fucking here. Off your cat, bitch. Dander and all. I'll take it all. See, that's the shit that scares the piss out of me. It's like...
Yeah, but Fob, the older you get, the harder it's going to get. Because you're
wanting... You want me to shit one out now?
Well, I mean, maybe you should start planning.
No. It's not going to happen.
Just saying, yeah.
She's right.
It's not going to happen. I don't have the fucking money for that. Neither
You'll never
one of us
have
do.
Enough money.
Doesn't matter. It
you,
you
have
just
to be in the right position too. You have to be cohabiting.
Doggy style.
That'll work. It's got to be way in there, deep in there. Not just the head.
Have her on her shoulders with her ass up in the air and kind of dip down.
Wheelbarrow. Yeah.
You want to jam that shit?
No wheelbarrow. She stroked out at the end of that word. Wheelbarrow.
The end.
Yeah, you need to. You financially, you're never going to be ready.
I realize that.
But there, you still have to take steps. I know what you're saying. There's still steps you need to take.
So what's the right position? 9 months post-divorce?
Yes, 9 months post-divorce. That's perfect.
What I'm saying is I am not financially, nor am I ready mentally. I'm not.
Mentally more is the problem, I feel,
mentally
for you.
Mentally is it's tougher than financial.
Don't get me wrong. I'd like to have a kid someday.
Yeah, you should.
I'd like to give it back too at some point, probably. Yeah. But at You're the same time, I'm enjoying my time right now. I like what I'm doing. I like who Life. I'm with. I'm enjoying, you know, she's.
Don't force it.
She's. Yeah, don't.
Yeah, take advice from him.
Hold on a second. Wait, this is the one
it.
Time.
I want
Hold on a second. This is the one time where Marco's giving really good advice.
Don't make my mistakes.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm the perfect person for advice.
I'm soaking it all in. It's a sponge. I'm
married, divorced, kid, married.
Yeah, I mean, no, I hear you.
Who else would you want fucking divorced?
I hear you.
Advice.
I actually, you're like a measuring stick. When I make a mistake, I'm like, wait a minute. No, I'm good. I'm good. I got room for error. But
listen, you could talk shit, but I live a good fucking life.
Well, yeah, now you do.
Yeah, well, before was.
I was going to say, you were. Yeah.
The struggle was real.
The struggle was real.
Yeah. Marco acted like he came over on the Amistad. Like,
yeah, struggle was real. No doubt.
Fucking Kunta Kinte used to show up every other Thursday.
Yeah, man.
I'm a broken man.
No doubt.
Swing low.
Wait on the water. Yep.
I'm fucking singing Negro spirituals on the way here.
No doubt.
Holy shit.
No doubt. Totally different.
But that's what I mean. Like, I am not ready for all that mess, you know?
Yeah, like, you were ready. Like, once you...
You were ready when you to make that decision to go ahead and do it. You weren't ready for what happened.
Right. It's
unexpected. Never, it's unexpected. Right.
You're going to have your fucking points where you're just like, get the kid away from me.
But that changes once the kid's born.
No.
He's
no. Talking, no what I'm talking about now.
I'm asking.
How do you get the kid away from you before
Marco
he's born?
Marco sticks his head up.
Get that pregnant whore away from me. What do you mean? I don't understand.
No.
The kid's four people here, are dragging
his pregnant wife.
No.
What are you talking about? You weirdo.
Take her to cell block D.
No. I'm talking about now. When once the kid starts running and walking, running, and just it's over. Like your life for a while is just you running around after him and him throwing tantrums because he can't have what the fuck he wants. Your brother knows. It's forget it.
Another miserable night.
So what's the answer to that? Do you ignore the kid? Do you say fine? Throw your fucking tantrum.
Well, my wife's
I don't
not
give
looking,
a shit.
I just kick him. No. No.
Can't you?
Yeah,
just,
you let him throw a tantrum.
Here's my answer to this scenario would be choke grab a pair of headphones, put them on, turn the music up real loud, on your like phone or iPod, keep it in your pocket and just, you know, sit by the kid. Let him throw his fucking tantrum. But
well, you
as long as you don't hear it.
You learn like before.
You're like, you need a distraction too while you're dealing with this shit.
Before, it used to frustrate the shit out of us, but now it's just like, I could just
cry yourself to sleep. I don't give a shit.
But there you go.
You know?
That's basically
because it. If you give them what they want all the fucking time,
they're going to get used to it.
Exactly. Yeah. Then you become an enabler parent. Yep. Yep. You're
and
fucking
then
spoiling
grow
kids. Right.
Cell phones, remotes, iPad. He loves us. I mean, we let him use the iPad to call.
Amazing. I still don't have one of your fucking kid plays with an iPad.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got his own.
But that's what I mean. Like, yeah, at this point, you'll buy him a fucking car if it shuts him up, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I get it. I get it. You need to give him a distraction.
Sometimes when he won't stop, it's like, I'm giving him my fucking cell phone because I got a headache.
Right.
I really shouldn't, but
fuck. Here, take my wallet. Yeah, just do whatever you want with it.
Shut up. All right, just shut the fuck up.
He's burning your cards. You're like, whatever.
I can't have a fucking kid.
As long as you're, you know.
But the good outweighs the negative.
It's hard to imagine the good when. And listen, I don't have kids, but I have friends and relatives with kids, and I see only the bad. I never see the good. I don't see little girls going up to their daddy saying, I love you, dad. You know, I don't see any of that.
Yeah.
I see, I want this now. And I'm just like,
fuck you.
I'm going to kill this fucking kid.
Yeah, but that's only a few years. Like, you have to deal with it for a few years, though. I mean,
hold on a second. I think I may need a defibrillator.
A few years, then. When they become teenagers, they become assholes again.
Yeah, you have to deal with the teenagers.
See, that's different, though.
Because then you can whoop on them.
As long as I don't fall apart.
That's the thing. Also, become an older dad.
You know, if I'm just a blob in a wheelchair, I'm in trouble. But
yeah, you're going to be an older dad. I mean, that's just the fact.
I don't give a shit about that.
I understand that, but when you're chasing the kid around,
yeah,
your back
you're not
hurts
old,
and you're bending up and down, and you're
because say when you start becoming an asshole, kids, when you're like 13, 14 again, so you'll be like in your early 50s, like you'll be fine.
I don't know if I'm going to see that age.
Bob, then don't have a kid.
Why? I'll be lucky. I'll have a kid. It's one thing off the bucket list.
He's
and I'll
be happy
gone.
His father dead.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That's just what like everybody in America wants to
well, at least
fatherless.
Yeah, but fatherless in the sense that, look, I died, so they'll still love me. It's not like I left them.
Yeah, but
you had an affair with another woman or something like that.
You don't know he's that much of an asshole. If they're that
yeah, young. They'll probably.
It doesn't matter. They'll still have to grow up without you.
They'll never love me more until I'm dead.
Oh my God!
It's true.
That is so insane.
That is true. It's true for you too.
It is not true. I love my fucking parents more than anything.
I know, and so do I. My point is when they're gone.
How about when
you'll love them way more.
I was an asshole of a human being when I was a child
because you didn't understand what they were trying to do.
I thought they were evil. That they were trying.
See,
to
I never, my I fun. Never thought my parents were evil. I just thought they were too strict.
Yeah, my parents were too strict too.
But I never thought
they
were evil.
They won't let you snort coke at the fucking kitchen table.
They were strict. That's why I turned out bad.
She sold her Girl Scout cookies for cocaine. How many Thin Mints is this going to cost? Can we make a deal here or what?
Oh my God.
I don't know. I mean, I do want to have a kid or kids, whatever, but at the same time, I'm not ready for that step yet. I'm so glad I live in a world now where there are parents, first time parents in their mid late 40s.
Oh yeah.
You know, it makes me feel good about that. But it also scares me that there's first time parents in their mid teens.
That's always been the case though.
Not necessarily.
I mean, for as long as I can know, I mean, kids are always having kids.
Nah.
You know what I mean? It may not have been as common. It's much more common.
See, we're
now.
Only like 5 years apart. I don't see how that changed.
Well,
so
I mean,
much
because
in 5 years.
Because my mom was very young when she had me.
Right, but your mom was with somebody. Nowadays, kids are having kids and they're not with anybody. I'm just saying. All right, whatever.
What are you cheesing for over there?
I mean, I don't want to go into detail.
Okay, I get your. I got the expression.
Yeah, I don't remember.
My point is, my point is for the most part, there's. Young teenagers that don't know what the fuck they're doing, they're not planning for it, they have it, and then they don't know what to do with it, and then their parents end up taking care of it.
Oh, yeah, you have that teen mom shit?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
That's exactly, like, almost There's this one bitch. Oh my God. That's all. Her mom just takes care of their kid. That's horrible.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do that to my parents.
Yeah, but I mean, but that's my point.
But the thing is, they wouldn't.
When I was young, it was. Do you guys remember that shit when you were young? Like, even when you were in high school?
I know.
Do you remember seeing a lot of
pregnant when we were in high school?
Like there is now?
Listen, when I was.
I don't think like now, but there were still pregnant girls in high school.
Who was pregnant in high school when we went to high school more?
Guys, when I was.
There was like one black chick.
There was a couple black chicks.
Okay, there was a couple black chicks. That's it, dude.
At my prom table, three of the girls were pregnant.
Our friend got a girl pregnant, and she was in your grade, right? Was that
high school? Yeah. No, that was after high school.
That was after.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm talking about in high school.
Oh.
That's what I mean. It's nothing like
there was a shitload. There was a shitload in my high school.
It's shocking. Nothing like the way it used to be.
Yeah.
Now it's like, it's normal. It's as normal as prom.
It was normal then for me.
I don't know. I thought we were in a whore town, too.
Sure seemed like it.
I think it still is.
I don't know.
Just saying.
It had to get worse, right?
It is worse. You see all these fucking little fucking bitches walking around with hardly any clothes on?
Yeah.
You know, come on. What's wrong with you? Where are your parents?
That's the problem these days.
They're all working.
No, they ain't. No, they're not. No, they ain't. They're not fucking working.
No?
I mean, they might be working, but they're not working 24 hours a fucking day.
Well, I mean, like...
They're
both
out doing
parents
their own
are working.
Shit.
It doesn't matter. Both my parents worked, but they had enough fucking morals to, you know.
I mean, so did mine.
Say, hey.
But they worked different shifts. Yeah. Like, my dad worked during the day, my mom worked at night.
Okay, so then for you, it was even better because you had, if not one parent, like, you had, it was like on and off.
Always, yeah.
Right. So somebody was monitoring your habits.
Always.
You know, these fucking girls, what they do is they leave the house in a sweatsuit. Then they pull that shit off, and they got fucking
girls used
Daisy
to do that
Dukes
when I was
on
too.
And fucking a bra.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, well, what the fuck, you know?
You know what always confused me?
I'm putting
it's like,
a chip
where did
in
they
my kids.
Where did they buy them? Because like when I was younger, like my parents bought my clothes, my parents bought me everything. So like, if I went to the mall, like I couldn't buy a bra
I told,
on top.
I had this discussion with my girl. I said, if we ever have kids, boy or girl, they're wearing boxer briefs till they move out. No panties, no thongs.
You can't fucking do that. You have to let a girl be girly.
Girly, not whorish.
Yeah, a thong does not make a girl a whore.
There's no reason for a thong for a young girl.
For a young girl, no, I agree with you.
Okay, so...
But don't make her wear boxer briefs.
Well, it doesn't matter. No one's going to see him when she has the Amish dress on.
Listen, the more you try and do that, the bigger the whore she's going
to
become.
Yeah. Not if I have her shackled to the fucking house.
You can't do that. Then she'll be, like, socially awkward and stupid and not know how to fend for herself, and you're going to take care of her.
You're looking at a prime example right there. Look at her.
Yeah, don't do what my parents did.
See, I have
drug
female,
addict.
Listen, I have females in my family who their dads, like my cousins, they were like, "You're not going anywhere." Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, these girls, they're fucking starlets. To this day.
Some families
to this day, they're starlets. But the family I have here, and even the family I have in Italy, nobody.
Sometimes it works.
Nobody like hoard out. No one.
I never fucking hoard out. Jesus Christ, man. Like you with this whore thing. I'm not a fucking whore.
I wasn't talking
you,
about
you fucking whore.
Oh my God.
Missy, I wasn't talking about you. I was
okay.
just making
okay,
an example.
Listen,
I was making an example of the young kids that are having kids. Okay. The young kids that are dressing up like whores. I'm not talking about
all right. I never dress like a whore.
I don't think you do.
But when my parents, I wanted to lash out. I didn't lash out. My parents instilled fear of having a child into me very young age. So
okay.
that was where
That's
they
good.
Were good.
Right.
I was, you know, late teens when I lost my virginity. So like, but like, I wanted to have fun. I wanted to have a good time. The more of my parents.
I thought you said you lost your virginity when you were like 14.
No, man.
No, when she was late teens, but she was in fourth grade.
Shut the fuck up. I hate all of you.
I could have sworn you said a few weeks
absolutely
ago.
Absolutely not. I was not 14 years old.
All right.
Then you would have been a
my mistake.
No. No
my
way.
My mistake. I thought she said that.
No, I was 18.
Okay.
Yeah, I was old.
All right.
But like,
I was old.
But like,
no, you weren't.
My,
she's even worse. She's a whore.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm a whore.
No.
All three of you are having more sex than me.
She's accepting an award. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm the biggest whore.
You little hoe.
No.
But, like, the more my parents tried to... And you know what? This is where my parents fucked up kind of, too. And this is what might happen.
I hope they're listening.
They weren't on the same team. So, like, if my mom grounded me for something and my dad didn't
think released
it,
you.
My dad would sneak me on my window.
Oh, no.
And then sneak me back in.
No,
to the point... I figured out how to do it because I was grounded once for, like... 3 years,
right.
But I still went out and had fun.
Missy learned how to mountain climb before she drove.
But because if my dad grounded me for something, I knew I could go to my mom. And if my mom grounded
you
me,
you worked the system.
I was a manipulative little
See,
asshole.
See, my parents,
man.
Even though they hated each other during my misbehavior, they stayed on the same team.
Yeah, that's where you got to do.
The only time, the
do
only
you
time,
guys do that, Marco.
The only time my mom would like throw in the towel.
You got to do it.
I know.
My mom or dad would wave the white flag to the other parent.
Like, okay, now we're done.
No. Meaning, stop beating him. Like, I think he's had enough. He's crawling now. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's where they stop being on the
same page. If you don't
feel
like going to the ER, you better stop.
Like, my mom would literally beat the piss out of me.
Yeah.
Like, literally beat
I believe you.
The piss out of me, okay? Where it start trickling down my leg.
And you're like, all right.
No. My dad would be like, all right, look, he's had enough. He's making
he's
a
pissing,
mess.
Yeah.
He's making a mess. And the other way around. Like, my dad didn't beat me like my mom did. My dad was like once in a blue moon. My mom was constant. She was the actual.
Yeah. Hand.
It was like
she
that
was
in
the
my
warden.
House.
She was the warden.
Yeah.
She would really fuck me up. When my dad did it, for some reason it was scarier because he didn't do it as much.
Yeah,
because
you're like, I don't know what
like,
I'm going
to
get.
It was like, oh my God, it's like going to the doctor.
Yep.
You're like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. You know,
I don't want it.
I don't want to. So, but it was. But when my dad did it, he did it for like 30 seconds tops, and you'd be like, you're done. My mom, she stretched it out for about an hour. You know?
She was like sadistic. Chinese water torture.
Yes. Yeah. She like started off small, then moved like super max extreme, then went down again. It was just like.
Did you like laugh at her and stuff? Is that
when
what?
I got older, when yeah. I was young, it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
It was like,
scary.
I'm going to die.
I wonder why you're fucked up in it.
I'm not fucked up in that. You're more fucked up than I am.
We're all fucked up, man.
My parents were fucking... I thank them for being the way they are. I look forward to doing it tomorrow.
I know. It's a new world.
No,
you'll be
listen,
on YouTube,
listen,
man.
Listen. My point is this. You know, they were always on the same team. Even if they didn't agree, they didn't let me see it.
Yeah, that's the case.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they'd go off into another room and have, like, their own argument.
The discussion about it.
And then they'd come back in a room, like, you know... on the same team. You know?
That's where my parents fucked up with me.
You're right. You're
I
right.
Know.
They should be on the same
team. And I figured it out at a very young
that's
age.
That's another thing me and my girl were talking about. Like we said we have to be, as much as we may disagree, in front of that kid, we got to be on the same fucking team.
Yes.
Or else this kid's going to be all fucked up.
All fucked up.
It's almost like she just got done a bong hit.
All fucked up. Oh.
And that's, you know, that's something.
It's good advice, miss.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm.
And so you'd have to make sure you were compatible in that sense, you know.
Because I told her, I'm like, if we have a kid, you think this kid's going to get spoiled and get what they want?
You know, you guys, I mean, she has a dog, but you probably care about this dog now, right?
Well, yeah, I mean.
So, like, you'll be able to see how you'll raise a child. Not completely. Not completely, but you'll
Listen,
have to see. Like,
if raising a child
see.
Is putting a bowl of water outside,
no,
I'm in.
No,
I would
no,
have had three
I'm just
kids
saying,
already.
Like,
that's perfect.
But when the dog does something bad, like if
walk my kid out so he can take his shit.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a responsibility on a much smaller fucking level, obviously. But it's a responsibility that would shed some light on what it would be like to have kids.
I don't think so.
I mean, it's small, but it's
a lot of people
there.
Have that misconception.
No,
about
not close, but
not even close.
When people get a pet together, they have that misconception. It's the first step towards having a child, and I don't agree with that at
it
all.
It shows where you would stand, possibly. I was always in relationships young, and when I got pets, I was young. So, like, but I never was on the same page with people.
Can I give you an example of what I mean for a second?
Yeah.
My girlfriend's dog has cataracts.
Yeah.
He's pretty much, he's like blind in one eye.
Is that because of old age? Like a lot of dogs.
He's also diabetic too, so it sped up the process. So anyway, this is a Rottweiler, by the way.
Oh.
Okay, big dog, great dog, but annoying. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, because he can't see as well now, you know, and
he's kind of a break.
Well, sort of, but I still get frustrated with him because, see, Mike, this is where I fault my girlfriend. I know it's her dog and she's been with him since the beginning, and I understand, but when I first started going out with her, he would be like every time we'd eat dinner at the table, he would be right there waiting for scraps, and they used to give him scraps.
Because they fed him scraps, right?
Right. And that's probably why he has diabetes. Because if you see the food that comes into this house, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So anyway, you know, now he's diabetic. He can't have scraps. He has to eat the specific food that he's given twice a day, and that's it. Well, he's so used to being by the table, you can't fault the guy. But
absolutely,
the difference is, he's begging. He's sitting there begging. He's like nudging your arm while you're trying to eat. And what they don't understand is by basically yelling, you know, the dog listens to me. The dog respects me more than my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because I'm dominant with him. It's like, no, go lay down. Fucking, he curls his head and he walks away and he lays down in the spot and then it's fine. And then when I'm done dinner, I'll take him outside, you know, let him run around or whatever. But she's like, don't do that. And then she says to me, you know, when you have a kid, it's going to be difficult because you won't be able to. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's not the same fucking thing.
Right.
And if my kid was fucking blind, I'm not going to be fucking mad at him for, you know, stepping on my foot. You know what I mean? Like, this dog has fucking claws that dig into your fucking foot when he steps on you. And you're like, Benz, could you please, like, you know, just move.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to kick my fucking kid or push my kid away face first and mug him or her because they're blind.
Well, you don't do that to the dog, right?
I push his head away. I don't fucking hurt him. But, like, his breath is ridiculously bad. So when he's, like, panting in front of you when I'm laying on the couch watching TV – it's like, oh, my God. Like, come on. And I'm like, lay down. Just lay down here then, you know? But get your fucking head out of my face. I wouldn't do that to my fucking kid. Yeah.
No, I get
you can't take
saying.
A dog to the fucking dentist. I mean, you can, sort of. But you can't clean a dog's mouth like you can clean a human's mouth.
Right.
It's not the same fucking thing. That's my point.
I'm a dentist.
So I don't believe in that whole kids and pets thing.
No, you're right. And when
pets
you
are animals. When
like
it comes
that,
down
that makes
to
sense.
It, pets are animals, you
yeah.
know?
Especially for men, because women get more like attached to like their kid, like they're an extension of them, even though they're not
kid or pet.
Like a pet, they women know that they're pets, but they get more attached to pets.
It's
than
funny.
Men do.
It's funny. I don't even know if I agree with that too, and I'll tell you why. Because they get attached to their pet, right? But at the same time, they demand the boyfriend or the husband or the man in the relationship to take care of
I've
the
never
dog.
Fucking done that. Like, that's crazy when
take
you
the
say
dog out.
Shit.
I don't feel like doing it.
No.
It's like, what? You
I've
love
always
this
taken
fucking
care
dog.
Of my fucking
I don't even
home.
Like this dog. My ex-girlfriend had three fucking dogs. I hated every single fucking one of them.
And she wanted you to take care of them?
Yeah. And I'm like, and I would say no.
No,
get
I don't
the fuck
understand
out of
that.
Here. You let them out and keep them out. I don't Absolutely. Want them in here. They shouldn't be here anyway.
I've always taken care of my
Those little
animals.
Shit machines were annoying as fuck.
I'm like the worst person to talk to about anything, I feel.
Like,
yeah.
I would definitely listen to you about drugs.
Thank you.
I would.
You're expert on that.
Yeah, but.
Well, no. I mean, if you talk about like, life experiences, yeah. I'd want
to
hear it.
Like, that's bizarre to me that somebody would want somebody else to take care of their dog. Is that weird? Like, would you want somebody to take care of your cat?
No.
Right?
That's my point.
I wouldn't
I feel
ask
like
anybody.
I have too much testosterone in me or something.
That's my point, though. It's like, you know, you're the one who treats this dog like a fucking
really?
Little child. Then you do that. I'm not doing it. What are you, insane?
Shit.
You know? I mean, Chris, you have a cat. I have cats. You got to clean a litter box out or else they're going to start going everywhere else. It's got to be done. Mm-hmm. It's part of having the cat.
Like, if you had a cat together, you could, like, switch off responsibilities and stuff, but...
Me and him?
I don't think we're getting a pet together anytime soon.
No, if you were in a, like, say Chris...
Chris, we're Snuggles.
Say Chris got a girlfriend, like, tomorrow, and they bought a cat together. If they shared responsibility, that's one thing.
I have a feeling that cat would be in this relationship longer.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. That's the only pussy that'll stick around would be that cat.
Man,
you think? Wait, you think what? If they
like,
had
if they, but if like, say, Chris had a girlfriend and she just moved in here, and Stoli was already here, like he couldn't expect her to clean up for it. Like it'd be something they had to talk about or something.
I don't know about talk about. I think it would just be like known that it's your cat.
Yeah, you take like, care of your.
You
shit.
Have a routine,
right?
You know, and you do the different thing about a dog. Is you never know when the dog wants to go out. The dog goes out when he needs to go out.
Right. Yeah, it could be a lot more to take
care of. Cats let you know when they need to go out.
Cats take care of themselves. You don't have to do shit with cats.
So you can be lazy with cats.
Well, yeah.
Lazier with cats.
Absolutely. That's
food, water, and clean the litter box.
And that's right? It. That's really all you need. And occasionally give them a bath. You know? And that's it. Take them to the vet a couple times a year. You're good to go. But other than that, you don't have to do shit. Dogs are way high maintenance.
Yeah, dogs are like, yeah, I got to go outside. Let me out.
And you know what's funny? I found out the smaller the dog, the worse it is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
I live with an 11-pound chihuahua. I'm moving.
They are one of the worst dogs on the planet.
I've lived there for almost 3 years. He barks at me like I'm robbing the house every day when I fucking come in. And then he stops. As soon as I go in my room, he whines. Sits out front of my door and whines.
Now imagine that's a kid just crying and crying and crying. Like you're causing so much pain to the kid, but you're not. It's
dude,
just the way the kid
I
is.
Can't even. If I'm in the mall and I hear a kid cry, I immediately am like, this is my nightmare. This is my nightmare. I'll leave a store. Like if I'm in line to buy something, I'll leave a store.
This is my nightmare.
I always say it. They'll like,
try going out for a nice dinner. It all depends on the kid. If he's going to be good, it's,
fuck
it's like,
no.
I'm going to fuck this dinner up
first
tonight.
Of all, like, yeah, that's not nice for the other patrons to bring, like, a screaming child.
Thank God we've never had that issue. But
thank God.
That's one of my biggest pet peeves, man. Don't bring your kids out to a fucking restaurant. If it's Chuck E. Cheese or something like that, I get it. Because I'm not going there.
Fuck no.
But if you go to a nice restaurant and some asshole family
brings their children.
I was at some steakhouse or something. And right behind us. In the booth was a family of four or five, three kids and a husband and wife. And the kids are just climbing up the fucking booth. I feel them like tugging on my fucking shirt and I'm ready to throw a fucking bow right in his face.
Fuck
too.
Yeah.
But that's parents' fault for letting them do all that.
Now,
absolutely.
My parents used to take us to Red Lobster all the time.
Oh, very upscale.
And my dad would say, you guys got to be good. If you're not good, we'll immediately leave. And we
see,
would always
that's the
be good.
Thing. My parents didn't even bother. They were like, we ain't going there. Not
we
with these
were
fuckers.
Always good.
And I agree with that philosophy. I don't. First of all, going out to dinner, like to a nice dinner, should involve children. It's supposed to be you getting away from the children. Get a babysitter. Get something to watch them for an hour and a half.
But it's not always. You're not dinner. Always getting away for a nice dinner. You just say, all right, let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah,
like you're building memories. Yeah. Like with
delivery.
Let's go to Outback. Now, you want to leave the house.
Wait from outside.
You bring them to like Outback or something like that.
No, you put them out back, and then you guys go out. Fuck that shit.
I mean, the problem is most people don't discipline their kids. That's why they're assholes in restaurants.
Or they discipline them wrong.
Yep. They think it's funny that the kid's grabbing on your fucking hoodie.
See, dude,
well, no, nobody.
Because I would be like super embarrassed at that point.
No. Most people, when a kid does something like they shouldn't be doing, normally the parent. The normal reaction I get is the parent immediately grabs the child away. Well, like, don't do that.
Well, you
don't
can't even
that.
Touch your kids in public anymore.
Well, no, they
you
don't
can't
hit them.
Grab
they,
them.
No, they pick people, them up. They're like, no, don't do that. But they're like coddling them.
Dude, when I was younger, if I acted up in a restaurant, my mom would crack me right in the fucking face.
Oh, when my mom used to take me food shopping and I start like, dude, I remember one time, you know, I don't know what she was looking for or whatever, but I remember we were at the very end of the aisle. And then I went like right around to where like the end cap is, you know, like the front of the aisle. And they must have had like, I don't know, tons of different snacks
or
whatever.
You knocked that shit over?
No, I
didn't. Ate every one of them.
I fucking ripped open a bag of Doritos and started housing them right there. And my mom heard the crunches, man. She came, first thing that came around the corner before her was her hand.
Yeah.
Slap!
Hey, motherfucker!
Fucking Doritos everywhere. fucking beating the shit out of me in the middle of the supermarket. And it's like, what?
You can't,
I don't fucking
you can't
know.
Fucking do that now.
No, you can't do that now.
No. Hell no.
No.
Too many nosy people.
Too many people too many not in their fucking business. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen.
When you're in the comfort of your own home and nobody's looking.
No, you know what? No, fuck that. I wish a motherfucker would come up to me and say, "Don't do that to your kid."
And it's always like an old woman.
I punch them in their fucking face.
Even an old woman?
Absolutely. Fuck her and her dead skin. Fucking fuck that bitch.
I don't think it's so much old people telling you that. See, I think old people beat their kids.
I think old people would understand. I think it's the young know-it-alls.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
New age.
Why?
Parents.
So my kid could turn out like you, hipster faggot?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you're right. It's a good point.
Absolutely not. I don't think so.
Back in the day was the beatings. They gave us beatings.
You ever see a fucking family ever try to say something to a black family that beats their kid? Absolutely not.
No way.
No fucking
way. They're scared.
But you know what? When I see that, when I see a black mom slapping her black kid, I think I'm good for you. I want to applaud her because that's how you discipline your children. That's how they learn what's right, what's wrong.
That's how they were brought up. That's how we were brought up.
Right.
And all of a sudden you can't crack your kid every now and then. It's fucking stupid.
Exactly. You need that kind of like the kid needs a little shock.
You need a sense of fear.
Right.
My mom's 5'1". I was terrified of her until I was in fucking high school.
What'd she do? Motorboat?
Fuck yourself.
I get 50 fat jokes thrown at my face every Thursday night. One mom joke and I gotta go fuck myself.
Leave my mom alone.
She's a saint.
Yeah. Yeah, but seriously, it's like that's the whole point. It's like you have to crack the whip.
You're right,
quote unquote. You have to.
But I'm at a point where he doesn't understand yet.
No.
I'm not saying you got to hit them when they're. I don't mean hit them before they're a toddler. I don't mean hit them before they're a toddler. I'm talking about when they can speak and they can respond and shit like that. Yeah. Not. Is that hitting the wife for not doing her job? but yeah, it's like that's the scary shit about, you know, the whole parenthood thing. It's like I don't have a problem, and that's where me and my girl have issues. She was like, you know, well, my parents they didn't hit us. And I'm like, well, that's probably why you're the way you are. You should have been hit a couple times. You wouldn't have turned out this way. No.
Well, then she doesn't have to be the enforcer. You can.
But that's the thing. It's like I know I'm going to be the bad guy unless it's. See, my thing is, if it's going to be a girl, I don't think I'd have the heart to do it.
My dad never laid a hand on
me. And I'm going to hit my girl if she doesn't hit my girl. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't think you'd be able to do it.
The fear is a chain reaction. It's like,
you better discipline that bitch.
Yeah. You want five across the eyes? No, it's true. It's like, and I even said, I'm like, if it's a boy, leave it to me. You know, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. You don't have to do anything. But you can't fucking baby the kid either. You got to be, you know, but when it comes to discipline, but if it's a girl, you got to do it. I can't do it. You know, I can't do it. If I'm not going to hit a fucking girl my age, why would I hit one that's, you know, 40 years younger? It doesn't make any sense. I don't want to do that.
You can't.
And not that I would even do anything to actually injure the girl.
But still, it just
makes me feel horrible even to think about it. And I don't even have one.
No, my dad never ever once.
Right.
And
I would yell.
Brothers with the belt.
I would yell till the tears came flying, but that would be the
extent. That's always what happens.
Yeah.
Tears come flying.
But the boy's got to, you know, he's got to feel some wrath from me.
Yes, he does. He's got to toughen him up.
You know, I don't know. That's just the way it is, man. I don't see what's wrong with that kind of discipline. You can't go overboard. I'm not saying you go overboard. You don't drown your kid in the fucking bathtub, you know. you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't dunk his head underwater if he's being bad or she's being bad. I'm saying, you know, look, if they keep doing something you tell them not to do, you know, then eventually you're going to have to, like Chris said, you got to put a little bit of fear. It's like, oh, shit, I can't go near that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to let your kid put their hand on the stove?
No, you're going to slap the hand away.
Well, no. If you're like, no, it's dangerous, you know, it's dangerous. If they go back, you know, you're not going to let them burn. You're not going to let her burn. You're going to fucking smack the shit out of them. You see what happens when you're going to... That's why women can't cook nowadays.
Oh, my God.
They got the shit sacked out of them when they were younger. Like, oh, just you want Pop Tarts for dinner? Yeah. Hot Pocket. It's fucking scary, man. Yeah, can you guys? Can you guys picture yourselves? Can you picture yourself with a kid? I know, Missy, you don't want one.
Nah, I'm good.
Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
You think you'll be all right?
I think I'd rather have the kid than the wife.
I've always felt that philosophy. Although now I have to say, I don't know anymore. I think at this point, I'd rather have the girl than the kid. Although I don't see the reason for wife if there's no kids in the future either.
Fucking A.
You know?
Yep.
So, I think that paper changes everything.
I think you're right.
It's proven.
It's so fucking proven.
There isn't a person I know that hasn't gotten married and things didn't change off the bat.
Right. The wife always changes.
It's like, as soon as you signed that form, that's when you found out your wife was a spy. That was all a covert mission. She's a spy. Then the real her comes out and it's like, oh my God. You know, that's what women are so fucking
men
good.
Men do the same fucking
bull thing. Fucking shit.
Men do the same
women
thing.
Women are, listen, advice for men, unless you're gay, then don't worry about it. But if you're straight, don't try to figure out a woman.
No.
Don't. You're never going to, ever. Women know.
Women.
And that's why they hate each other.
Yep.
I know.
Yep.
That's it. Back away.
Now, women are so, the older I get, the more I realize how unbelievably complicated women are. And it's pretty
complicated.
Insane.
You're emotional.
That's it. Like, just ball it into one and just say complicated.
Because not enough cock and balls.
You know, life doesn't need to be that unnecessary sometimes. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. Right. But I'm a girl, just like everybody else.
I realize that guys do change when that paper's signed. Fuck yeah. But I think most of the time it changes because the girl changes first. Like,
I'm sure.
It becomes frustration. It turns into anger.
Well, it's like possession at the end of the day. It's like, I got you finally. Like, you're mine.
Yeah, like,
so, like,
what
you do what I say. You're my little puppy dog. Like,
yeah, that's.
And
yeah.
I don't want to fuck a puppy dog. And I don't know why all y'all women out there want to fuck a puppy dog. Like, I don't understand that. That's what they want at the end of the day.
Bestiality.
You know what I mean? They want a guy that's just going to do whatever the fuck they say.
Tell him.
I don't get it.
Tell him, Rover.
That's no life. That's not a real life. That's fake. It's an illusion. It's bullshit.
Yeah, I think that
you're all going to end up divorced.
There's right. What's wrong with continuing the party?
Quickly.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
I thought that getting married was all right. We're locking our spots forever. In other words, there's no more. Bullshit, like no more, you know.
Can't you just have a fucking conversation about, hey, you know, let's not fuck anybody else for like a while.
No, no, what I'm saying was, when I was younger, I used to think that marriage was basically, it's basically getting a plot at the cemetery next to each other is really what I thought.
Okay.
It was like, all right, we're going to spend the rest of our lives together. And if one of us dies, the other one moves on and either tries to find another life or hopefully never fucks another man again. Whatever. My point is like, that's what I thought it was. I didn't know it was you get married and then, you know, everything changes. Like, well, what did signing a piece of paper do that all of a sudden you're bitchy about this? You used
it's
to be
fucking,
fine about it.
It's society, man.
I think it's subconscious.
I think it's society. I think it's
society.
I think it's,
like,
it's not
I think
men.
It's a lie.
I think it's women and their preconceived notions of what they think a marriage is supposed to be. As opposed to what they actually
See,
want.
You know what? I really, really agree with that. I think when a woman thinks they're getting married, I think the moment the marriage is like the actual ceremony is done.
Oh yeah.
They imagine their life, like their step to go through the ceiling, like through the clouds.
It's like
when in actuality, it technically that's why they get so angry because it doesn't change for them. So they make the change by being a bitch.
Yeah, to make you change.
Right.
And like, it doesn't work,
that
obviously.
That makes so much fucking sense.
My mom told me the best advice when I was like, right before I started dating. She said, if you like somebody and you want, what? Shut up.
I hate women.
Women weaken legs.
Stop acting
she
like
said,
your penis is a national treasure.
If you want something, go after it until you get it. But once you have it, make sure you work your ass off to keep it.
That's great. And great, like, great advice.
Not this bullshit, man.
And you know what? That's perfect advice. And it shows in your cocaine addiction.
Hey, man, go big or go home.
You're right. You're right. You fight for what you like.
I do. You fight to keep it. But, like, and relationships are the – I love being in love more than anybody. But love fades and it goes away.
I don't know about that.
I mean – it has in mind. I'm hoping that one day it won't.
I don't think
getting married is going to make me love somebody anymore.
You know what I think for you? Personally, my opinion, I think for you, I don't think you can. I think you have a shelf life with anyone. Anyone you meet, there's a certain shelf. It's not always the same.
Yeah.
But there comes a point where you're like, you know, I want a new car. I don't want to do this one
anymore. I mean, I get bored.
Right.
Yeah. So I feel you.
You know, but I think for you, it's to the point where it becomes terminal, where it's like, really, this, because I think you personally self-destruct on purpose to drive the other person away, because you're feeling on the inside, I'm being driven away.
I have, like, serious commitment issues.
No, I understand.
So it's probably stemming
from
that.
But I think for you, personally, I think that's your, you know.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know what the fuck it is, but.
Well, I'm not complaining about it. All I'm saying is that. You know, I think in your case, I think that's probably what it is. That's why I think you don't ever want to get married. I don't think you, the way you seem to me, it's like, what's the fucking point?
I don't get it.
Right. I get it. And I understand.
Yeah.
And like on a certain level, it makes sense to me.
Thank you.
I look at my fucking parents. I'm like, why did you guys get married?
You know? I mean, the last 5 years of my parents were married, all I wanted them to do was get a divorce.
I feel that way.
The day
all
when
the
they said
time.
They were getting a divorce, I fucking slapped now my fucking dad high five. My mom, I pounded her out. I'm like, peace out. Not like that, you fucking pervs.
Now that my dad is in Jacksonville, right? It's amazing when I see them two together.
They love you.
No, but they're very respectful to one another. Aww. It's very
they can tolerate each other now.
But it only lasts like 24 hours and then it goes right back.
And it's like, oh, I remember you.
Right, exactly. I mean, my dad was here for a week and within a day it was like, oh, good old time. My brother even said that. My brother comes over, right? And he's like, as soon as they start arguing, he's like, good time. And he like literally just bailed at that point. He's like, all right, I got to go.
That's another thing that I like that. I don't know, man. It's hard.
I know.
Life is hard, man. But it doesn't have to be. So you don't want to
get
married.
No, it's always
going to
be hard. You just got to deal with it. Either take the plunge and, you know, deal with what comes ahead and then whatever. But
hey, man, I live my day.
If you don't think you can do it, then don't fucking do it. Don't take a chance and be like, I think we can do it.
Yeah, I should do this because I'm supposed to do this.
Right.
You know, because that's the normal thing to do because I'm 35. I shouldn't have a.
No. I thought you were saying someone who thinks that they really want to do it.
Everybody that I know thinks they want to do it, and I look at them like they're insane.
No. Some people are born for it. I know a woman who was built for motherhood. She is perfect.
Okay, yeah, motherhood,
you know what I'm
I understand.
Saying? Like, she just knows.
Yes.
She knew the first kid popped out. She was like, actually, your sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
She was born for
I can get the motherhood thing.
She didn't
wife,
look like she was
get.
In training at all when the first one popped out. She was like she was like a 30-year vet
That's
when
awesome.
The first one came out. She knew what she was doing. And there's certain women like that were
yeah,
born
I wish
for
that
it.
I was one of them. I wish I could have
not
a little
really.
Mini me.
You wouldn't
one
have
day.
The fun that you have now if you were like
yeah, but
that.
One day the fun I'm not going to want to have the
one
fun
day it's
anymore.
Stop.
Sure
yeah.
you will.
One day I won't.
You're going to see different. Kings of Leon until they're 6 feet under.
We all grow up sometime.
Nah.
No.
In 30 years, they'll be your Beatles.
No. They won't.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Are we going to be back next week?
Well, you won't.
I won't
you
be there next week.
I'm not sure if we're going to
I will
one.
Be seeing Kings of Leon.
But we're up in the air.
Yeah, so possibly.
Nobody gives a shit.
Make sure to go to riotcast.com/jerseyjerks and donate, bitches. Smooches.
Bye, nigga.
Ah, good song.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.